popping, everybody? What an exciting new week it is at the Drew and Mike Show. Actually recording on Palm Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if Pastor Tony Spell in Louisiana was bringing 27 busloads to fight the Antichrist because they can't do virtual services. He has to have people gathered together.
Oh, what a jerk.
He's represented by Roy Moore, too. Great guy. The guy that ran for Senate in Alabama.
The pedophile, Roy.
Yeah. You know, I just don't... What can you say? I never dreamed we had this many really, 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 really stupid people in the world. I guess that was dumb of me to think that.
Now, when you say that, do you mean the pastors, or do you mean...
I mean all of them. I mean him, too.
Congregation.
I assume that he truly believes that...
Oh, I don't. I think it's all about money for a lot of them.
I suspect it is.
You know, when you would find the answer in watching that service to see if they get close to anybody or shake their hands or, you know.
He had three services, and I guess they're all full of people. I mean, just...
Great. Excellent.
The stupidity is really hard to... It's just hard to take. I feel like we need to make some kind of insane, crazy step that's going to piss a lot of people off. In order to get us through this, or we're just going to keep having hotspot after hotspot, and we're just going to be living in the coronavirus world forever.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because I feel like because we locked down fairly early, that we're kind of screwed because we're still waiting for all these other states to lock down.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. It's so frustrating.
We should have been the last state to lock down, and it would have worked in our favor.
And, you know, it's fascinating what technology does today. I'm sure this probably freaks out people, but... They're able to monitor cell phones and people moving around. And they actually isolated four counties in Arkansas that have more movement than they did before the coronavirus. People are doing more stuff and gathering together more.
Not only did I see that, I also saw a privacy expert on CNN who's very concerned about this, to which I said, suck it, dude. Let's wait until later. I mean, because this was going on anyway.
Are we live on Facebook?
We are,
okay.
Special Sunday version.
How about that? We're brought to you by GrowGreen MI, where they buy in bulk and pass their savings on to you, the grower. GrowGreen is buying 10 to 15 semi-trucks full of grow gear a week. They've got you covered with all major brands in stock, including Mills, ProMix, Advanced Nutrients, Hortilux, Roots Organics, Mammoth P, and General Hydroponics. It's a great time to try out your green thumb and start your own home grow. Could help you relax during this difficult time. Curbside pickups available on phone and online orders. Grow Green on M36 and Whitmore Lake, or online at growgreenmi.com.
And that green thing today was enough.
That's a good chance to thank people for, honestly, for the last 4 years, because we've done so well with all our promo codes.
Yes.
We actually added an advertiser, and we're going to add another one. And that's kind of amazing. I mean, honestly, it's really... I'm noticing some podcasts have just completely dropped off the map. They're not even broadcasting. Mm-hmm. I assume because they've lost their advertisers.
They should offer discounted rates.
Well, you know, I think with a lot of
With a lot of the
big national shows, they've got national people on. They don't even measure. But we, with our local advertisers and our promo codes and being able to show and people being so loud when they go, or they use Hall Financial or Luke Nowacki.
It's been huge.
It's been amazing. And then, you know, people talk to these people, and when David Hall says, oh, yeah, they've done great for me, it's a huge help. Or Zot.
Thank you.
And I don't think I mentioned we're in the DealsInTheD.com studios.
We are.
Yes, we are still the DealsInTheD.com studios. And thanks,
deals
everybody, for...
DealsInTheD.com. Sometimes you forget the D.
What did I say? DealsInTheD.com. DealsInTheD.com.
Yeah.
Mesa also is doing a lot of carryout business, and we're hoping, because people, that's all you care about. Not entirely. I think we're a pretty good example, not only in the podcast, but also with Mesa and a couple other things going on, of what it's like to try and survive a small business, because, you know, we've got, it's so weird to be worried about winter already.
Yeah.
But we're worried because we need to stock up cash for winter, and we're going to lose April. We're going to lose May.
You need to have, you know, they have a Christmas in July. You need to have Cinco de Mayo in January.
I think we might have St. Patrick's Day in August.
There you go. Why not? I think a lot of people will end up doing that.
Whatever we have to do. But we're doing more carryout business than we ever dreamed possible, and people are doing a great job. And I notice a lot of our listeners are eating at Mesa or curbside pickuping, and there's no traffic in Royal Oak. Good for you. Lots of parking. It's crazy. But we're also noticing, sadly, that a number of our competitors
are going bye-bye.
Yeah, they're not doing it anymore. They're just saying, you know what, we can't do this. We can't survive. We can't pay a staff or justify a staff.
So did anybody have to sit online for like 12 hours yesterday trying to get the SBA loan that the big press conference about? Because it sounded like it was an utter disaster.
We can talk to Matt Riley about that someday.
Oh, okay, great.
Not now. He rode his bike over here today, by the way.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
You mean his cycle?
His cycle.
He cycled on over?
He rode his bicycle over.
If you say bike,
what kind of bike do you have?
Some people might think, you know, a motorcycle.
And he's busting his ass trying to keep Mesa flying and a bunch of other things, too. Yeah, trying to...
Dang, you got shocks, pegs.
Applying for these, you know, these loans or these grants. And, oh, total clusterfuck. I mean, they were online.
You got like 3 feet of air that time.
They were online all day. You know, refresh the page, refresh the page. Yeah. And they made everyone reapply because so many people... did not properly fill out the application. He said, just everybody reapply. And they're like, but we didn't fuck it up. We filled it out right. So, yeah, he was out of his mind.
So, you know what's going to happen? That's going to turn political because he loves ragging on
Obama's
the ACA, healthcare.gov. Yeah. He loves ragging on that. So, you know, people are going to say, you.
I agree.
Yeah, and I don't know what defense there is. And we knew this was going to happen anyway.
Well, the defense will be, you know, these are different times. This is just how it is now. It's crazy. It's what goes on.
Business ethics.
What a nightmare. It's nice to know some people are coming to their senses, though. Dr. Drew has apologized for all his wrong comments. And there's a thing going around. We were just talking about this before the show started. And we're not going to play it because he's been threatening people with copyright lawsuits. Because somebody strung together every statement Dr. Drew did about coronavirus and regarding it to the flu, and they strung it all together. Dr. Drew apparently got so mad, A, he apologized for being wrong, and B, he's filing copyright lawsuits because a lot of it comes from his internet show.
Well, he had a mea corona culpa too, huh?
I was surprised at how...
Yeah, but he's a doctor and you're not.
He was a little bold, I felt, in a lot of his statements. I agree that there's a lot of panic going on, but he seemed to be really poo-pooing any kind of medical threat.
Yeah. He was big on the, you know, the flu is worse narrative that was out there.
And there's a lot of...
which was ridiculous.
There's a lot of interesting discussion about, you know, how much worse is it? And how many will die? And I don't think there's anything wrong with speculating here and there, but everybody, we all do.
Can we wait until there's at least a vaccine? Because there's a vaccine for the flu.
Well, yeah, no, that's a major, major difference. But this is why I get so tired of this topic. It's like, talking about vaccines and...
I know.
It seems to me like you're the expert, Mark.
Malaria drugs and, God. And then Trump said, I think I might take it myself.
What?
You don't have coronavirus. What did that mean?
Well, I think he wants to be right because he's been pushing hydrochloroquine.
I guess it's doing well for some people,
sure,
which is great.
There's been a lot of small studies. I think it probably is the answer. I do like, too,
there's a lot of people getting better faster, thankfully.
I laugh.
Why would he fucking take it? And why would he tell people that you should wear a mask and then say he's not going to wear one?
That's what I was going to say.
I'm a little stronger immunity-wise than you are, so I'm not going to wear a mask, and I'm the president.
I was going to say, that made me
I'm
laugh.
I'm a superhero.
That made me laugh really hard because he's reading the boring stuff that he has to read, and he's like, it's totally voluntary, and then he looks up and goes, I'm not going to wear one. Just the way he said it, it's like...
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Reality hit him like, I ain't going to wear a fucking mask.
He just can't. If it's in his brain, it's coming out of his mouth. It doesn't
matter.
That's
the problem.
Pandemic, no pandemic.
Yeah.
These are crazy, crazy times. I wanted to mention, too, that the coronavirus really took a back seat for me because this morning I was dealing with a corona butt, namely one Layla. Where's Layla?
What?
There
corona
she is.
Butt. Sounds disgusting.
Layla, yeah, it was disgusting.
Where's Layla? Layla, stand up.
I've never washed my hands so many times in my life.
Oh.
Because she had... Oh, Layla. She looks so cute.
A talented dog.
She just had a bath.
A beautiful dog.
A lengthy bath. She'd been shaking for a long time because I was cutting things
out
of her.
You all know Layla. Layla is a bigger celebrity than our two senators.
There was some...
Why was there so much feces on her butt?
There was some unfortunate activity back there, and there also was a...
It's poop.
There was kind of a, you know, I took a dump. No, I didn't quite take a dump. I didn't complete the dump. What? It was like a... It was... She grew a tail. She grew a second tail.
Oh, gross.
So there was a lot of disturbing work. Then there was a bath. Then there was, I had to wash her blanket because
How are her poops?
I saw her get on her blanket. I didn't see anything, but I thought, washing her blanket. And when her blanket gets washed, she actually goes to the washing machine and watches it like, what's my fucking blanket doing in there?
Yeah, she wants in there.
And she barks at it. One time, I threw the blanket in a pile of stuff after it was in the dryer, and she dragged it all the way to her little bed.
Yes, yes.
There's Layla.
Yes.
I mean, dogs
blanket.
Don't...
I love your blanket. Yes, yes, yes.
She doesn't have a lot of stuff, so she cares a lot about little things.
Thank God I'm done.
Blanket. Oh, my beautiful blanket.
Thank God I'm done with that washing machine.
Come here, babe. Can you see everybody?
This is a blanket.
Yeah.
Aww.
How's our Facebook Live doing, by the way?
Let me look.
We had a lot of people on Thursday.
We did?
Yeah, all my bitching may have paid off, or maybe it had nothing to do with my bitching.
Did everybody share it?
I don't know. Can somebody share it with the Drew and Mike fans and the Drew?
Wow,
Mike?
There's a lot of people on right now. Let it go longer, Zooves.
How many people are on?
213.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, let it go longer, Zooves. Hey, there's Zooves is on there today.
There was about 8,500, I think, on Thursday, which is a pretty good Facebook Live. I
mean,
everybody's downloads are down, although our rank is up.
Yeah.
You know, we were ranked usually over the weekend. We dropped because we don't have any new shows, but we were like 105 was the lowest we've been, and that's on the national comedy chart, which is really good for us. And I know I'm obsessed with numbers, but
you have had a big fucking head lately. Why don't you come back to reality?
We also haven't done a show in 2 days either.
Hey, somebody's calling me from the Dominican Republic, it looks like.
Oh, really? Answer it.
I was going to answer.
Oh. Hey, Righteous Rick is on the Facebook Live today. There's some Righteous Rick news.
Really?
Yeah, we'll also hear a lot of commentary of Righteous Rick's appearance in the Boner Line today, too.
Oh,
is he still mad at us about Thursday?
I think so. Brandon had to talk him down a little bit.
Thought we had
He was a little upset, yeah. I had to tell him that the egg timer, it's okay. Everything's fine with the egg timer. It gives him another opportunity to maybe explain himself at another date.
You got 10 minutes.
We don't want to use the egg timer on Rick. We were forced to because so many people got mad at us for having him on. So that was the deal we made is that, okay, we will put him on an egg timer.
And just to make the point, this is so funny. Righteous Rick gave an interview to someone about Aaron Carter. It was 4 hours long. I swear to God, I watched the first 20 minutes. It was all Rick talking. She barely said a word. I'm like, how does he have so much to say about it? This is amazing.
You made it a lot further than I did.
Did we get any highlights, Brandon? I mean, this has got to make Rick happy that we're following the story and covering it so carefully.
If you go on YouTube, it's Getting to the Bottom of the Pedo Allegations Against Aaron Carter. It was posted by Gia Lovely, if you want to look at it.
How many views? Four hours and one second.
Here's a highlight here.
Big time people use. So,
check this out.
I guess I gotta do this one more time too.
Okay.
Hold on.
Rick leaves the camera.
I gotta do this because we gotta bait him.
Rick, you need some window treatments in that room.
We gotta bait him, right?
This is 2 hours and 54 minutes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
100%. All right, guys, look. This is.
He's holding up.
This is for. Chain.
A wad of hundreds.
Wow.
I mean, probably all fake.
Wow, yeah. That is a shit ton of money.
Rick, you might want to put that in
a
bank.
A chain. That's a lot of money.
Sue said she wanted it for a new bag.
What the hell? What was going on there?
I don't know because it's out of context. So, Rick, maybe you can let us know. But I assume that's money he's offering that guy to fight, I guess.
Oh,
I don't know. Is that what did you take away from it, Brandon?
Baby kick Rick.
Don't say that.
Absolutely no idea. It's another one of his feuds. I'm not sure who Shane is, but he's going to get the Aaron Carter treatment. That's for sure.
So Rick has commented on Facebook Live. Number one, he wrote, "Hey buddy, I'm mad you drew." So he's mad at
what?
You. Yeah.
Oh, he left a conjunction out of there or something, didn't he?
I don't know. And then he wrote, "Nope, ellipses. It was 5 hours long." So this chick's editing them down.
You want to go?
And then he just said, "Shut it, Mark."
What?
You got a fucking problem, bro?
What was there to say? I mean, honestly, I don't think he's had the phone for 4 hours. How can there be 4 hours of discussion about something?
I'm telling you. It's a long, involved story with the FBI taking him down.
Okay. Are there any other highlights we need to hear, Brandon?
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
Oh, he said, Rick just commented again on Facebook, I have to call him out. Shane is an asshole who made threats to my family.
Okay.
I think we might have to get him back on and back on the egg timer.
There is nobody who gets sucked into so many battles like Righteous Rick. He's always got, he's like the real life Trump. And then, he's always got somebody to fight back against.
And then Tim comments, somebody's getting de-banned ASAP. Somebody by the name of Jim Bentley wrote, Baby Kick Rick is like one of those 10-year-olds flashing out their parents' money on TikTok.
I was Jim, sharing.
Be prepared to be debanced by Rick. ASAP.
I was sharing the podcast with some groups. Well, how much money did he show off on that?
Honestly, it's probably, if I were to guess,
$5,000. No, more than that. $10,000.
One of those where he had 100 on the outside and it was all ones on the inside.
No, it's all hundreds.
I'm kidding, Rick.
I mean, okay. At least he has it all in cash on him.
Hey, our Facebook Live's up to 244. I'm trying to keep my eyes off it. Oh, wait, Rick just said something. Rick just said something. He said, I love it. I don't know what that means.
And then Brian just wrote, did they scrub that entire basement since ML tested positive? We're going to talk to ML today.
Yeah. And ML did get the highest rating when we were rating people for their coronavirus risk. ML got an 11.
Well, some annoying person down here kept telling him for about a month that he has it.
Coronavirus!
And Teresa. How is Teresa?
I'll let him say. I mean, he said she was under the weather. I don't know if she had a test or not.
Okay.
He's miserable, though.
If you're sick, stay home.
Well, I tell you, there's so much to discuss today. We will get to ML. Player Dave. The Player Dave Dateline was on last night. And people were so fired up. I had so many people contacting me. Can we hear some of Player Dave's most playerish comments? I mean, he is the biggest player, the most regular guy player, too, you could ever imagine.
I mean, man, are you? Ha ha. Let's
play.
Look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is. Period.
He really knows how.
Dang, I hit the Powerball.
He does know how to break up with a girl, though.
He does.
That's his most Player Dave moment of all time.
Fine, I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you. Whew, I dodged a bullet there.
He was quoting her, and then he goes, I dodged a bullet there. He's such a fucking player. He's incredible.
Period.
He's got those piercing blue eyes, too.
And I actually tweeted out a picture of him, and I thought, you know, maybe he's hotter than I thought, or maybe it's just the way he carries himself. His self-confidence is just intoxicating to women.
Did people find him hot?
I don't know. I don't think so. No, I think people are shocked that he's Player Dave.
What?
But once you watch it and you see the way he carries himself, I mean, you know how people are when they're just so confident. They pull chicks you can't believe. And,
yeah.
You know, they have amazing success. And they claim they're going to do this and they're going to do that. And then occasionally they actually do it because they'll try anything.
He's got great confidence. We have a number for him, a new number. Let's call him. Want to try him.
There's nothing on my list
now?
Higher than Player Dave.
Oh, boy. Yeah, okay.
I would love to talk to Player Dave.
I don't know if I'm ready.
It's funny. The place that he worked, the oil change place, mm-hmm. he's got a job at an oil change place. And he's pulling tens. Left and right. He's got chicks fighting over him. The Hall Financial Hotline is open. That's important because interest rates are just down, down, down. If you're paying anywhere near 4%, you're crazy. You should at least talk to someone about refinancing and saving money for years, maybe decades. And if you're going to talk to somebody, please talk to Hall Financial because it helps us and because they're good. 1,200 five-star reviews. They do it so quickly, too. The average is 44 days. You're like, oh, my God, 44 days of paperwork and calls. No, they're good. They're really quick. They've been doing it in 10 days or less for many of our people. They average 19 days. You can get started by calling them at 248-308-5000, or you can go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike, or you can click the link on our website, and they'll get back to you quickly. 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial. They sponsor the Hall Financial Hotline, and they are an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435.
I thought this was a good song for Player Dave.
With the death of Bill Withers? Yeah, we got to talk about Bill Withers. God, Bill Withers was great. Some great songs. Lean On Me is such a... What a perfect song that is right now, too. I declared Lovely Day to be the Here Comes the Sun of the 70s, and I was trying to think of an 80s and 90s song. Like, Fantastic Day by Haircut 100. The video's possibly the gayest thing I've ever seen, but it's a great song. This guy's a busy player. I mean, it's likely he doesn't have time to talk on the phone.
Thank you for calling the agency of American Family Insurance.
Period. Okay. Keep on using me.
There's another one for him.
Until you use me up. Until you use me up. Facebook Live, 214. Damn it. Should call Elric?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
He's playing.
Four.
Probably dodging a bullet or something.
Six, nine. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press one for more options.
Hey, my brother's on Facebook Live. Dave, we're trying to reach Dave. Dave, could you call the 248 number, please? It's pretty important. Thank you. See
you. Randy, you got to turn your volume up on the player. You just keep on using me. Did you like the cover of this that I was telling you about?
Mick Jagger? I prefer the original, honestly. Yeah. But I love Mick Jagger doing anything. Mick Jagger and Lenny Kravitz did a cover of Use Me. I love the Mick Jagger, Lenny Kravitz stuff, by the way. What was that? God, gimme. Wait, what's that song? Mick Jagger and Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, love you, Jagger.
Da 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 do. A lot of songs sound like that.
Your Bluetooth is playing the show.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
Just saying.
Damn it.
I mean, no one can probably hear it but me.
Jagger, Lenny. I'm going to think of this. This is a great song. We should probably play it, just a bit of it, at least. God gave me everything. God. God! God gimme something?
God must have spent a little bit more time on you. Isn't that a 98 Degrees song?
No. We both know that we shouldn't be here. Oh, can we play that? Seriously. This feels wrong.
Damn it, Brandon.
Baby, God gave me everything. It's killing you. That's a great song. Oh, come on. Don't cut it off.
I didn't cut it off. Us we gotta stay home. Oh, I remember this song.
Yeah. Other friends to see. If we go outside now, I don't think it's a good mashup. Might spread the disease. And I smell it in the water. And I see it in my father's face. So I made up my mind. I'm staying in the house. It's time to quarantine. It's so bad I can't stop listening to it. Staying safe is what it's all about. Yeah, it's the hardest thing we've ever had to do. And I can't stop, it's to stay stuck in our house. Just watching all this bad news. It's the hardest thing we've ever had to try. All right, why don't we... I'm going to reference a couple things here.
It was a waste of time. It's not my fault. It's Dave's fault.
Is Elric available?
Yeah, do you want me to call? Told him. Yeah.
First, I'll mention our friends at the Zot Auto Group and DealsInAD.com here lending a helping hand during these unusual times. Governor has shuttered automobile sales for the time being, but parts, service, body shop are considered essential, and Zot Automotive is proud to assist you with your automotive needs. They're offering pickups and delivery service from three of their locations, Zot Ford in Holly, Zot Dodge Ram in Highland, and Zot Toyota in Waterford. Zot Ford can do warranty work on Ford and Lincoln vehicles. Zot Dodge Ram can do warranty work on all Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, and Jeep vehicles. And Zot Toyota can work on Toyotas. And all three locations can do general repair work on any make and model. Plus, Zot Toyota's body shop is an authorized repair facility for most major insurance companies and can perform body repairs on all makes and models. So while things are a bit crazy, please support our sponsors that support us, and we will get through this together. Stay positive, stay safe. And Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Boy, I wonder how tough it is.
Did you see who's getting a divorce?
Who?
Ed Ogeron.
Oh, the LSU coach?
Yeah.
Really?
Just cover your cough with your elbow like this.
I would think his wife would need his leadership now more than ever.
Well, apparently he doesn't need hers. He doesn't need her for anything.
Oh, he's dumping.
Wash her. Your hands thoroughly. A full 20 seconds.
I think so.
Probably a hot piece of ass that needs his leadership. Is he trading up?
You know, it didn't say in the news story that they were getting a divorce, so Ed Ogeron can trade up.
If you're sick, stay home.
Imagine that.
I thought he had some new ass going or something. It just seems like an odd time.
I'm not saying he doesn't, but ML's ready.
He could be a player like Player Dave. Are you dreading spending time at home with your wife during the coronavirus? You need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Adam has lots of free advice available for you. The virtual office is open. They're there to help. Go to adamdivorcelaw.com or call Adam at 248-356-2326. 248-356-ADAM. It's not a joke. Don't know what
color your eyes are, baby, but your hair is long. He did request the song. Your legs are strong and you're so, so long.
Virus.
Feel I'm on the grass again lately, but there's nothing to do with you.
This plague doesn't scare me.
Love and Rockets? Is that Love and Rockets?
Yeah. You there, buddy?
I am.
ML!
I'm glad I could come on the show before I die.
Hey, I know you.
Piece of garbage.
Are you dying?
I think we're all dying every day, right? Isn't that kind of the deal?
Yeah, once you're born, you start dying.
Yeah.
A very morbid way to look at
things. Yeah, but
are you dying faster than you were a month ago?
No. In fact, I've through force of my own will, actually decelerated the aging process. So that's good.
Well, you don't sound
very
good.
Who's got AIDS?
Did he sound this bad on the show last time?
Well, I'll let him answer that.
Yeah, the last show let's put it this way. If I was running for president, I think they'd bring back the low energy Jeb nickname. It'd be low energy ML.
Yeah, you do sound pretty low energy.
Low energy person.
What determined in your mind that I've got the flipping coronavirus? Was there one thing in particular?
The positive test result. I was convinced that I did not have it. In fact, you know, I've had this cough for 2 months and been examined by all kinds of doctors, had all kinds of blood drawn. And the one thing everybody agreed on, no, it's not coronavirus. You've got a sinus infection, all this other crap. Could not shake this damn cough. And then about a week and a half ago, I've been working quite a few hours and was kind of worn down. So I made sure to get an early night's sleep and get a lot of rest. And the next morning when I woke up, I had, excuse me.
Seems like one of the symptoms might be that you start dreamweaving, people.
Yeah.
I heard that. I don't know.
Wait a minute, you guys called me, right?
I'm sorry. I was just seriously dreamweaving. Whenever people talk about an illness for too long, I think it's just natural for me.
Well, I was listening.
So I had a little bit of a fever, and I decided maybe I'll get tested, so I got tested on positive. That's right.
Now, have you gone back and thought, like, oh, I was at this place or this place or this place to find out where you got it from?
Well, you know, the closest I can come is, it seemed like there was somebody who was standing a little too close to me at Aldi once, and then when I was at a press conference in City Hall.
Wait, when Mike Duggan's dad died?
No, there was no press conference for that.
Okay,
you've been on the Duggan beat though. You've been to all the press conferences.
Well, covering the city of Detroit, yeah. I mean, going to the mayor's news conferences, some news conferences at police headquarters. But at all of those, you know, you keep away from everybody and you use hand sanitizer. It's readily available at those places. And then when you leave, you wash the hell out of your hands, just like they tell you. So, I mean, I followed all the protocols, and clearly that wasn't enough to, you know, to avoid this thing.
Surely, though, you've guessed at where you got it. Is there one place you think, oh, I fucking got it there, I bet?
I have no idea. I mean, when I started to feel, at the risk of dreamweavering anybody, when I started to feel shitty, I just thought it was my vertigo coming back on, because that includes, you know, sometimes a little,
well, let's get into that.
A little dizziness, a little flush, and so I thought.
I never knew you were so compromised.
I'm uncompromising, but I'm not sure that that has kept me safe from the occasional onsets of vertigo.
I've never seen. I can't think of a time I ever thought that ML looked even remotely compromised. He always looks. I mean, sure. I've never heard you say you were sick. I've never thought of you as being unavailable for being sick.
He's had this nagging cough for, I don't know, 2 months now?
Yeah, 2 months. Since before the Clark Park game, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
Don't feel good.
And you're not one to rest up, too. I mean, you're always doing stuff. Which is...
Let me put it this way. I've gotten more sleep this year than I've ever gotten in my life. And now I'm sick, so I'm not sure I figured the sleep thing out quite in time.
ML, when you went for your test, I keep seeing all these pictures online of what the test is, and it goes way back to the back of your brain. Did you legit get that thing all the way through your nose?
Thanks for reading his article.
Yeah, well, you can actually watch the video at freak.com, and they have like a 10-inch long swab, and she didn't get all of it. I mean, it's not like I had her fingers up my nose, but I'd say 6 inches or so, maybe more, of this thing goes up your nose, and I got a good sized nose, but it sure as hell isn't 6 inches long. So when it gets to the top, they kind of twirl it a little bit to make sure they're getting a good sample, but it feels like this thing's either going to poke you in the eyeball, or it's going to take some sort of quick turn and come shooting out your other nostril. Fully expected that this thing was going to be shaped like a pretzel when she got it out of my skull, because they really get up in there. But it's pretty brief, and it's not painful. It's just one of these things where you feel like, when does this thing stop going inside of my brain?
Ugh.
But I was very relieved when she pulled it out that I didn't have, like, my eyeball sticking on it.
Your new nose looks great.
When you wrote about it and how you found out that you had a positive test, and the feelings that went in, because didn't you find, no one called you, right?
So I did get a phone call later that day, but after the, after the story and the video posted at freak.com, I got an email from somebody to my work email, which a lot of people don't have. I mean, I really haven't been at the paper that long, this time anyway. And and it said, hey, I got tested too. And what they don't tell you can create a patient account at the testing lab's website, which I did, and that's when I found out that my test came back positive. And now, thanks to that reader bringing that to my attention, and I brought it to the city's attention, they're now telling everybody, hey, you can go ahead and set up this account so you don't have to wait to hear from your doctor. But the city did call me that afternoon and said, hey, by the way, you had a positive. I mean, you have to identify yourself. They don't just give you this information. Once they identify you, they tell you had a positive test, and they give you some advice on what to do to stay safe and to figure out when you're probably not a danger to anybody else.
Now, you told me last Tuesday when you last did Zola Detroit, that was probably your worst feeling day and that you felt better. Have you gotten worse today or no?
No, I feel better. I mean, I think if folks haven't heard that episode, check it out for just a couple minutes and then think about how I sound now. I mean, I sound, like I'm not a zombie. I mean, when we were doing that show, once we started right off the top, I was kind of like, okay, what do I say? What's next? I mean, just not even being able to concentrate.
Were you dreamweavering yourself?
No, I found myself fascinating.
Sean was dreamweavering.
Sean Windsor mentioned at least 15 times during that show. There was probably a joke about Grosse Pointe, some sort of inappropriate Congress with my wife and something else. But, you know. But yeah.
ML, how soon do you think you'll? I mean, do you ever feel like I think it's just going to take another week or so, or do you have an idea at all when you're going to feel better, or is it just like iffy?
I mean, I feel a lot better, but I just took my temperature today, and it's still 100 degrees, which is a little. It's a low grade fever, but
is that rectally or
should be?
Was that rectally or orally?
Rectally is more accurate.
Yeah, no, I go orally because the problem is. You know, if you double check it after you've gone rectally and then gone orally, it's,
yeah, that's a problem.
You get sick a whole other way.
I think that's called the ATM temperature check.
okay, so
how's
what about
the
malaria drug?
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah,
you know, some of these things we're hearing about people are doing to get better faster. Has anyone talked to you about taking this, what's it called again?
Hydrochloroquine.
Right.
Chloroquine.
The malaria drug.
Yeah.
To most people. Have you tried that?
No one has suggested that, but the city is trying to sign up first responders with this trial that Henry Ford is doing. Apparently, it's going to be only the fourth trial that's approved in the country right now, and this one will be strictly involving first responders, and I think bus drivers as well, who and medical professionals who can go into a study where some people will get that drug. Some will get a placebo, and I think there's a third group.
Fuck,
I can't
the
remember
placebo.
What it is.
I'd be so pissed if I got the placebo.
Well, we have to.
Yeah, unless you get the other drug and it turns out, you know,
you're
you go blind and all your hair falls out.
What the? I mean, the point of the placebo, though, is that the people taking it, or the people taking the placebo will fake that they're getting better because they think they're getting better?
No, the idea is if I'm the one taking it and I feel better, and then I'm the one who's not taking it and I feel better, then clearly the drug doesn't do very much.
But the placebo guy may think he feels better because it's a placebo.
Yeah,
he's taking,
there
he thinks
could
he's
be
taking
some psychosomatic reaction where you're like, yeah, hey, I feel great.
Would you like to take it? Or are you thinking, nah, I'll let the trial happen and then...
Well, the people who are they want for the trial are supposed to have not tested positive yet because I'm hoping that if you've got it, that you're now, you now have some immunity or you've got some antibodies where you can, where you're more resistant or, you know, you get to go out there and when this thing all settles out, you know, you get to pick the best looking women to try and rebuild the species. So that's my silver lining.
Wow, I hadn't read that part of the story yet. I'm excited.
Well, that's why you got Dreamweaver. You should have worked on your brain.
By the
read
way,
the end.
I was reading the Deadline Detroit story. I should surely read your Free Press story, but they did a story. And there's a Judy comments.
Feel free. I'm dying. You know, do whatever you got. hate to waste your time. I'm about to shed the moral coil.
It just popped up on Facebook. I'm sorry. She says, glad to see the band back together, referring to you at the Free Press, which is nice. And then Eric says, Elric, ha ha. Who's Eric Rickle? Do you know Eric Rickle? Why does he think that's funny?
Obviously some sort of short dick cocksucker, but maybe I'm confused with another Eric Rickle.
Okay. Then John says, thank you, Jim Schaefer, for not being an uptight prick like the GM at Fox 2 News. And then Susan says, podcast, print, I don't know what that means. And then Naeem Ahmed says, last month I earned $19,539 by doing very simple and easy online job from home. I've joined this. I can't believe he doesn't even mention you.
Did you get Naheem's phone number? Because I start a furlough next week. I might want to take advantage of that opportunity.
There's a link. So, I think I'll hit that. That's $19,539 by doing a very simple, easy online job from home. Wow, that's pretty good.
How's Teresa doing?
She was really sick. She was up and down, but pretty wiped out. But she's up and moving. And is going to get tested tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Oh boy! And your daughters?
They are both, as far as we can tell, very healthy and have been helping out a lot around the house, which is good because when you have this thing or when you're suspected of having it, not only do you want to quarantine, but you're supposed to isolate within your house.
Oh, boy.
So I got the bedroom. Teresa's got the basement. The girls kind of have the rest of the place.
Teresa got the basement?
Well, that's where the TV is, right? That's where the cable TV is.
That's where cable is. Yeah, that's where some really high quality cinema like the Wedding Planner and High School Musical and probably some other crap is playing in heavy rotation.
I'd be in the basement waiting for it to fall asleep so I could watch something.
You have no
TV in the bedroom?
This is what's really funny.
Yeah, he hates TV in the bedroom.
He hates watching TV. He's miserable with all this TV watching, and you infamously don't have cable. I know you have some streaming service, so dear God, what have you been watching?
Well, there's an old 1970s British spy series called The Sandbaggers that I've been watching again. And I hate to say that I've watched a lot of The Office.
And it's a good show.
Yeah, it's not bad. And some of The British Office, which is
awesome,
is even creepier.
Really funny.
And, some Westerns. And Monk is good. You know, I like JAG just because...
Oh, sounds like a great one.
Just because Catherine Bell is pretty nice
she
to look at.
She is smoking hot, isn't she?
Oh,
20
God,
years
she
ago.
Is.
Well, I'm not looking at her today.
Yeah, I'm wondering if she's the cause of my fever. I think
she's aged on JAG.
So fever, cough, any other side effects?
Calling into podcasts.
Yeah. Well, you do that anyway.
Yeah, that's true, too. The weird thing is when it felt like I was really sick with this thing, rest and drinking a lot of fluids is always a good advice. But there was a day, maybe about a 36-hour period there, where I've always had my sense of taste, which one of the things they say may be a symptom is you lose your sense of taste, your sense of smell. That never happened to me. But when I was trying to drink as much as I could to flush this thing out, there was a point there where water tasted funny. And to drink anything was like a real chore. And I thought, oh, great. I can't even drink anything. This sucks. So that kind of passed. So I never really heard of that as being a symptom, but it definitely was unusual. And now that I'm feeling better, I have no trouble drinking pretty much anything.
I know you're not out and about the way you normally would be trying to gather information on things, but Detroit sounds like just a disaster in terms of being a hotspot for coronavirus, not just because you have it, but it sounds like the emergency rooms are a bit overwhelmed. And meanwhile, of course, I see people gathering, playing hoops and, some stupid party at Rouge Park. And DDOT, the bus is running. Why is the bus running in Detroit? And the drivers are actually complaining. One driver died, by the way. He said he was concerned because someone coughed on his bus near him on the 22nd of March. He died April 1st. Some of the drivers said that because DDOT is free, that people are just riding the bus because they got nothing to do.
Ew.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know how true that is. The mayor addressed that on Friday, and he said that he has not heard that people are using the buses as basically mobile hotels or anything. But the city's been pretty aggressive in trying to identify homeless people and get them into shelters. The buses have been changed the way they run so that the drivers are sort of isolated at the front of the buses.
Well, I'm not just concerned about the driver, though. I am. And this guy did lose his life.
The problem is people in Detroit don't have cars.
Yeah,
I understand.
Don't have cars
and they need
to get to places. And a lot of the people
is that where they're going, though? I mean,
well, if they need to get to the hospital or if they work, if they're one of these jobs where they have to work. I mean, I don't know what you do.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, how can we know? It's a tough one. I mean, this is a problem everywhere, unfortunately. And by the way, a lot of the people who are deemed so essential sure don't seem essential to me.
No,
I'm
not
just
at
judging
all. Like
from people I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, one thing the city
we're not gathering a crowd.
True.
One thing the city is doing that contributes to some of these numbers is this testing site does a really good job, and they're running a lot of positive test results out of there. So I think, just based on my own experience, I think the reason why the numbers are so high in Detroit is because we seem to be doing a better job of getting tests done.
Sure.
And so it's not that Detroit's any worse than any place. It's that we actually know what the hell's going on here, or we're finding out what's going on here. And so it looks a hell of a lot worse because most other places are just sitting there waiting for the hammer to fall. And here, officials have been pretty aggressive in saying, get tested. We got a place for you to get tested. It's free to get tested. If you need a ride, we'll get you a ride to come
okay.
and get tested.
I was going to ask about that because so few people do have cars. I mean, I think it's one in three or something. But
at least
yeah,
there's
a
problem.
Now you can get a round trip from your house
that's
to the
great.
Test site and back.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
And now we have a usage for the state fairgrounds, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, the state fairgrounds, you want to talk about, it's a very well-run operation, but it's pretty bleak. It's like the face of the moon. Ugh. It's like going to Roswell.
Wow. ML, get better. Give Teresa our best, and hopefully we'll have a solid Detroit, who knows, maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, we're recording live on Tuesday.
You
we're
are.
Looking,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
yeah. We should have a
cool.
special guest on, so we'll be on Facebook Live. And, of course, you can always download it. In the meantime, I'm going to record all my stories in kind of an app just because I would hate to, you know, bore the hell out of people who are
not
healthier than I am. Because, you know, obviously they're having a hard time not being sick. And those of us who are just waiting to die, we should probably get on with it.
I know. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Man.
Okay. So, ML, get better. I mean it.
Hang in there.
Remember me. Tell my story. Don't let them forget.
Piece of garbage.
Okay. We'll
get
be sure
rest.
It's out there.
I'll be in touch.
It's getting dark.
Oh, no.
So very dark. So
oh,
very
no.
dark. Wait, there's a light. I'm going to walk towards it.
Oh.
Who's
boy.
Got AIDS?
How many views does our Facebook have so far? Do we know? Can't find it.
I don't know.
On every other Facebook, we had 9,000.
You need to know right now.
Yeah, I need to know right now.
Okay.
Facebook had 9,000 on Thursday. That's a good number for us. Charlie had 17,000 on
yeah,
his
had,
Facebook
yeah,
Live. He had Chief Craig on.
Mm-hmm. Craig. Yeah.
But let's see. Where is ours? Is this?
Yeah,
no,
we
that's
just,
Trudy.
We did just do it.
I know, but usually it's right up there. So you can watch it. But anyway, okay. Moving along. There is a man by the name of Bill Withers,
mm-hmm.
who we lost on Friday. And Bill Withers, I always liked Bill Withers.
Very cool, yeah.
He's just a great, great singer, great songwriter, and he wrote some extremely memorable songs. And it's a really odd story because Bill Withers is from this tiny place in West Virginia. I think it's called Slab Fork, West Virginia, or something
stupid
ridiculous
name.
Like that.
It's not warm when she's away.
And he finds, I mean, as a young black guy in the 40s and 50s growing up in Slab Fork, West Virginia, that's, I have to tell you, that's a pretty interesting story already.
She goes away.
And then after the age of 30, after 9 years in the Navy, he helped Johnny Mathis make a record. They were friends, I
this
guess.
This sailor needs a Cosmo.
Johnny Mathis, by the way, is a favorite of Maz's.
Ugh,
I just love Johnny Mathis's Christmas. I know it's ridiculous.
Hey, real quick, side note on Maz. Do you remember a movie he said that was terrible called Good Boys or whatever? And I said, really, a lot
yeah.
of people really like that. It premiered on HBO over the weekend.
Yeah?
And Maz is right. It's terrible.
Is it really?
It is not funny. It is not terribly raunchy. It is just dumb.
Do you know how many times Bill Withers says I know here?
Too many is the answer.
26. He also holds a note on Lovely Day for 19 seconds.
Really?
Yeah. And Lovely Days.
I know!
Lovely Day is a great song. I declared it the Here Comes the Sun of the 70s.
What does that even mean?
Well, it's a similar feeling. Like, you know, here comes the sun. It's a great springtime, warm weather, you know, get fired up
Wait,
song.
Wait, what about the Cat Stevens song?
Morning is Broken?
Morning
so,
is
okay,
Broken.
Okay, it could be the Morning is Broken of the 70s. But the Morning is Broken was in
it's
the
in 70s. In the
70s,
so why wouldn't
be.
That be Here Comes the Sun?
Well, Here Comes the Sun could be the Morning is Broken of the 60s.
Maybe this is the black Here Comes the Sun for the 70s, because Cat Stevens is a little... I mean, I like
it's pretty
song.
Funky. But listen, you'll hear how long he holds his note. It is amazing.
Where at in the song?
It's coming up.
And for all you youngsters out there who don't know anything about Bill Withers, a lot of his music has been sampled just a ton in hip hop records, especially by Dr. Dre.
Okay, heads up. Crank it.
A lovely day.
Are you okay?
Anyway, yeah, I was trying to really push the concept and declared Fantastic Day by Haircut 100, the Here Comes the Sun of the 80s, but it just seems like the concept's dead. he was put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015.
Yeah, that was a weird induction, too.
A little weird. You mean his speech?
Well, no, just the performance. And, you know, I asked you about this before the show. He just stopped performing. Bill Withers just said, I'm done. Was it right after him and Grover did Just the Two of Us?
Or yes, that was kind of a one-off that I don't even know how active he was when he did that. And you'll have a difficult time finding him playing live, although he did play on the Midnight Special, like so many artists did in the 70s.
Huh.
So there's a little something there. There's a great BBC 29-minute performance of him where he does a... just a great version of Use Me. He's playing guitar and he's singing his ass off.
But I thought it was weird for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's just on stage like a prop.
Yeah, and he looks healthy, too. He looks pretty good.
He must not know how to play anymore.
But, he did sing a little bit of Lean On Me, but you could barely hear him. John Legend was just wailing over him.
Boy, John, he was boring. Brandon, he was so boring, too. He made Bill Withers...
I'm the sexiest man alive!
He made Bill Withers boring, which was pretty amazing. And I'm not joking. I'm not just saying that. I was sitting there going, oh my God, come on, Legend, do something.
So, anyway, Bill made it in his 30s, was when Use Me and Lean On Me came out. Lovely Day was a few years later. Ain't No Sunshine was in there somewhere, which is a great song.
Yeah.
And then Just the Two of Us with Grover was in the 80s. And then he couldn't stand record companies. He thought they were full of shit, and he just refused to do business with them.
Oh my God. That's how boring he is.
Is he reading
boring.
This? Is he a slow reader?
I feel like he's playing it slower.
It's too boring.
I think it's on the teleprompter and he's a slow reader, so they just slow the song down.
No energy.
Yawn too.
Bill Withers also hated being famous, and a lot of people felt it was from being from this tiny place in West Virginia where nobody is anybody, and to all of a sudden be this giant star just overwhelmed him. He didn't like that people treated him differently, so he really wanted to just go back and gracefully fade out of a business he didn't like.
Somebody to lean on.
There's Stevie.
Well, Stevie kills us.
If I have pain,
probably wonders who that boring guy is on stage with him.
Yeah. But Bill got help from Al Bell at Stax Records, who got a lot of people going. And he worked with Booker T. Jones of Booker T. and the MGs, who's on so many. His little band is on so many of those great tracks out of Stax, Sam and Dave, and Otis Redding, and people like that. And Booker T. produced Bill's first record. Duck Dunn, Stephen Stills, Jim Keltner, Al Jackson, the great drummer, played on him. And he was a giant he was a shooting star because he just sort of faded away.
Yeah.
And there was an interesting article in Rolling Stone about Joe Walsh, who became friends with Bill Withers about 10 years ago.
Really?
Just kind of a happenstance meeting. I know you don't think of Joe Walsh and Bill
kind
Withers
of random,
hanging out.
Yeah.
Joe Walsh had decided, by the way, married Barbara Bach's sister so he can hang out with Ringo.
Yeah.
I'm convinced. Because they're together all the time. I see him with Ringo more than I see him with his wife. But they married sisters. Ringo's been married to Barbara Bach for, God, 40 years or something. And Joe married her sister, I think, 15 years ago. But so Bill starts getting dragged places by Joe. And he ends up participating in a blues record with Mick Jagger, Ringo Starr, Joe Walsh, and Dr. John. And he goes to a few Eagles shows, and Walsh talks him into appearing on Criminal Criminal Minds on CBS.
What?
Yeah, really? He said he stole the scene, too. Joe and Bill were in a card game, I guess.
So weird.
But Joe loved him. Joe thought he was just a fantastic guy. And
just a
real
struggling actor with a thick.
Just a very regular guy, you know, who had this great voice, was this great singer, and had lost his way a little bit. You know, I think he wanted to fade away, and then maybe, you know, people go, I don't know if I did want to fade away.
Yeah, everyone was probably excited to see him back.
Yeah.
Phil! Hello, Phil!
He's part of a really weird death triangle, too. Do you know the other two people?
Oh, Tom Dempsey.
Yeah, old
sledgehammer.
Made
the 63-yarder. Yeah. And, you know, I always get it mixed up with Tom Dempsey. Did he have no foot and he was missing the fingers on his hand, or did he have no toes and he was missing a whole hand?
I thought he had half of a foot, meaning no toes.
Yeah.
He had no toes and no right hand.
Yeah, I think so.
But
right?
For a while, I thought he had no foot and he had, like, no fingers on his right hand.
Oh, here it is. Okay, you're half right. No toes on his right foot, no fingers on his right hand.
Okay.
So just, he was digitless.
Yeah, it's digitless on his right side.
His right side had no digits.
And he had that sledgehammer, which is, of course, he wasn't a good kicker. He kicked with a fucking sledgehammer.
What a cheater.
No wonder he made a 63-yarder. I don't think he was terribly accurate either. He just boomed the shit out of it.
Aww. It's really sad, too. He died of coronavirus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course, he was in a New Orleans. Did you read this part where he was?
No, was he at?
He was in a retirement home in New Orleans where 15 other people have died.
Oh. God.
Yeah, New Orleans seems like it's a disaster. Some people were saying that God needed a kicker because Groza kept shanking too many field goals.
Well, Dempsey, everyone here remembers him because he made a 63-yarder to beat the Lions.
That was a solid joke.
Well.
Riley
laughed. Lou Groza. How many people know who Lou Groza is?
The toe? Everyone knows the toe. Brandon, do you know who the toe is? Please see us.
I don't, unfortunately. God. I apologize.
How many dead field goal kickers can you name? Stenerud's still alive. Is Blanda dead?
Blanda died, I think, didn't he?
I guess I could have gone with Blanda.
That's even, it's tough.
And then the third person in the triangle is, of all people, Ira Einhorn.
That's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
I
honestly.
Do we have our call to Ira Einhorn?
I got it right here. It's three minutes.
All right. Excellent.
And like calling a murderer.
This story is so funny because we saw him on 2020. He murders. He was.
Martha Moxley? Is that her name? No, Maddox.
Martha
Moxley. Oh, that's the one Kennedy killed.
Maddox. Wait, what was her first name?
Holly Maddox. Yeah,
she was a beautiful girl. And she was kind of a renegade rebel who left her very close family in Texas. They had five kids, I believe.
She was beautiful.
Too. She was gosh, so hot. And she was sort of getting wrapped up in the 60s and what was going on, and she left the family, and they were very upset because I don't think she finished college. And she ends up in Philadelphia, and she falls in love with Ira Einhorn, who is sort of this Pied Piper of the counterculture there. He was credited often with creating Earth Day,
yeah,
but he didn't really credit it. He just sort of made it into something big. And he knew a lot of politicians. He was well respected as sort of a smart guy in the counterculture, guy who could talk the talk.
Arlen Specter was his lawyer.
Yeah, Arlen Specter. And Holly Maddox, when they started to break up, he lived with her for quite a while, and then they broke up, and all of a sudden, oh, where's Holly Maddox? Where is she? And of course, she is absolutely missing, and no one can find her. And 18 months later, finally. After the Maddox family had desperately been saying, it's Ira Einhorn, he used to beat her up, come on! They got a search warrant for his house, and in a steamer trunk buried in a closet, they opened it up and, woo! Oh! After getting many, many complaints from residents in the apartment complex that it stunk, they found Holly Maddox's decomposed...
That's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
...body. So, he hires Arlen Specter... The great Arlen Specter, the future senator. And Arlen Specter, of course, immediately says, oh, my gosh, Ira Einhorn is a wonderful man. Of course he didn't do this. And he gets all these city leaders to testify at his bond hearing. And they give him a low bond. He makes bond. And he's on the next plane out of the country. Because he killed her. And it was so fucking obvious. He was so goddamn guilty. So he goes to a number of different places, France, where we couldn't get extradition because of the death penalty. And he was on 2020, interviewed, this is in the 90s, And this, his girlfriend, this rich French woman, an heiress, I believe, was feeding him strawberries
Nothing
as
pissed.
He drank champagne in a beautiful field.
Nothing pissed Clark off more than her feeding him strawberries.
It was, well, it was so.
I know, but out of
so
that whole,
bodacious.
Out of that whole 2020 thing, that's what Clark's zoned in on.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to miss. He was really worked up about it, and everybody was. It was like, this fucking guy, of course he killed her. And he was tried in absentia, and he was found guilty, and we couldn't get him extradited. And then finally, in 2001, the French gave him up, and we promised to retry him and to not kill him with the death penalty. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when they arrested him, he slashed his own neck. Fake!
Yeah.
And it was just enough,
a flesh wound, barely.
Yeah, it was just enough to bleed.
Yeah.
And
he looks stupid, though. That picture looks really dumb. I think it's his booking photo.
He looks ridiculous. And he was then found guilty, and he spent the last 19 years in prison,
good,
thankfully. And he just died, although maybe a rumor has no substance. But after the 2020 appearance, we actually found, or you guys found, the number, yep, for this socialite in France, and we started calling. And weren't we getting the busy signal or the...
Well, no, we did it under the guise of calling about Earth Day.
Because, oh, that's right.
Nothing meant more to Ira Einhorn than Earth Day, of all things.
And his celebrity.
Yeah, and so he didn't think it was about the murder that he committed.
Oh, that's right. And then we made the call. So you can hit
that call. There we go.
Listen to him change on the dime.
Oh. Yeah, you can hear the murderer emerge.
Yes, is Ira there? I'm calling to wish Ira a happy Earth Day.
Hey!
Is this Mrs. Einhorn? It's Drew and Mike.
Okay.
And of course he...
When's he coming back to the States? Because I know there's that murder deal. The woman in the trunk and stuff.
Would you like to talk to Ira?
Yeah, could
sure
you put him on?
That'd be great.
She doesn't want to deal with that.
I mean, he started Earth Day, basically.
Yeah, hang on a second.
Trunk. I know. It's not her fault, although she's a murder lover.
Exactly. She's red. Papers.
Mm-hmm. Period. Sure. Hello?
Hello, Ira.
Yes.
Yes, happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day? Who am I talking to?
So excited.
It's Drew and Mike calling in Michigan.
Hi.
And of course,
to locate you.
Of course, you started Earth Day.
No, I didn't really start Earth Day. I was one of the people who helped create it. I think it's Senator Nelson really started Earth Day.
Yeah. Well, when are you coming back? Because I know there's, you have some things to deal with over here, and you've been over there for a long time. And I know it's not long before you're going to be forced to.
No. I will not be coming back. That's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
Oh, I know, but you're going to be forced to come back.
No, I'm not going to be forced to come back, and I don't really want to talk about it because I don't think you know very much about it.
Well, I know a lot about it.
Well, I don't think you know very much about it. Can we talk about Earth Day? I'm much more interested.
Still wants
in that.
To.
I think the other subject is certainly a worthy subject.
No, well, I'm not particularly interested in talking about the other subject because most people over there don't know very much about it. I would much rather talk about Earth Day because we all live on the planet and we're all
those that are dead.
But some people have been taken off the planet unfairly, and they have to be spoken for too.
Well, you can speak all you want about something that you know very little about. The only thing I'm interested in is speaking about Earth Day. And if you don't want to speak about Earth Day, I will say goodbye to you.
Well, it's too bad you won't speak more about what you know about the other subject, because you could answer all the questions and then it could be put to rest.
I'll answer all the questions when I have an opportunity. I cannot have an opportunity as a result of what Philadelphia has done. And
why not?
When you do a little bit more research into that, maybe we can talk.
Well, I know what bail is, and I know you're not supposed to leave the country when you're on bail and never return to face trial.
You're not supposed to have trials in absentia, particularly for murder.
Well, what do you do when people murder people and they're bailed and they leave the country?
I didn't
and
do
there's
it.
Trunks in their rooms.
The That's your problem. Oh. Do you want to talk about Earth Day?
No, I think it's your problem.
No, I think it's your problem. Bye.
Clearly, you did it.
Murder.
Out. Weird.
Oh, man.
He died.
Yeah, it's my problem. Sure, Ira.
I haven't heard that in ages. It's weird listening back, hearing his Earth Day boner just kind of hold the murder within down until that final time you brought it up again.
Oh, God, what an asshole.
Look, if you want to talk about Earth Day.
Yep.
Sorry, you died.
And what an asshole. He blamed, oh, you're not supposed to try people who sent you. Well, you jumped bail, asshole.
I know.
What do you think you're going to do? What a moron.
At least he got his own.
God, he was full of himself.
What a dick.
The Lion King.
Hakuna Matata.
Tiger King.
Tiger King. Yeah, Tiger King has been such a huge thing. I mean, everybody is talking about this. And I think it might be how we remember the coronavirus period. Well, hopefully, because that would mean there was nothing worse or nothing more gigantic to remember. I mean, there's going to be a lot to remember. But this guy came up with a great song. It seems that generally people hate Carol Baskin. That seems to be the biggest takeaway. Even though Joe certainly did a lot of things wrong, she's such a beast, and she fed her husband to the tiger. At least a lot of people think that. So anyway, there have been a lot of songs done because Joe did songs, and now other people are doing songs about it.
Although
so this
Joe Milli Vanilli'd his songs.
What?
Yeah, we've talked. Well, that might have been when you took one of your breaks during the show.
Yep.
I heard people suggesting that, but I didn't
know for sure.
Yeah,
he definitely Milli Vanilli'd a lot of them. Some he might have sang over like a backing track. But those songs are done by I think it was two guys that did it.
Duo? Own,
yeah.
That's pretty funny because he got off on listening to them.
Yes.
As if it's him and when it's not even him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's worse or better. But anyway, this guy did a song called That Bitch Carol Baskin. And I thought it was fantastic. We should roll that.
His name is Austin Foreman.
Just a few short weeks ago, everything was going great, but little did we know that a Chinese man was making a meal out of a bat. Then they shut down the borders, and they shut down the bars, and all the honky-tonks where we were picking guitars, and the whole world became obsessed with giant cats. Now everybody hates that bitch Carol Baskin. Don knows the truth, but none of us can ask him. Polygamy has become okay. A little bit of meth and tigers makes a straight dude gay.
That's a great line.
That bitch Carol Baskin's the one that got away. Just when the country lost our way, Joe Exotic stepped in and he saved the day and captured our attention with his funeral speech. He said, my husband was a hell of a man. Even when I was focusing as hard as I can, he'd come right up and he just rubbed them balls on me. Everybody hates that bitch Carol Baskin. Don knows the truth, but none of us can ask him. Polygamy has become okay. A little bit of meth and tigers makes a straight dude gay. And that bitch Carol Baskin is the one that got away.
Yeah!
Got tigers, ligers, panthers, lions, a redneck dude that's filling up on guys in a long-haired hippie that has three teenage wives. Well, big cat rescue, they're gonna catch you. I bet Donald wish he never met you. We'll see if cool cat and kittens have nine lives. Because everybody hates that bitch Carol Baskin. Donald knows the truth, but none of us can ask him.
Oh,
polygamy has become okay. A little bit of meth and tigers makes a straight dude gay. And that bitch Carol Baskin is the one who got away. Baskin is the one that got away.
Yeehaw! This is Joe Exotic's I Saw a Tiger, which the video is great. It features his one husband in it.
The one that wasn't gay? One of the ones that wasn't gay?
The one that got his teeth fixed, yeah.
Tell him that the tiger needs a little bit of...
Now, you know Joe got remarried, right? Or that might be a spoiler.
Yeah, to that but young dude.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it yet. That was one of the questions he answered recently in an interview that Netflix put up on their Twitter page. It's really short. Do you want to hear it?
His interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, how long is it?
Minute 22.
Sure.
He basically answers four questions.
When I walk out of here, am I going to be as crazy as I was before? That will never change.
So they asked him four questions. What is it like seeing the show get so popular?
You know, it would be nice if I could actually see me being famous out there, but I've seen these same four walls for a year and a half now.
What's something you want Tiger King fans to know?
In a cage with your animal for a week. I mean, when I left the zoo and I sent my chimpanzees to the sanctuary in Florida, and imagine what my chimpanzees went through for 18 years.
Does he pronounce chimpanzees the same way that Jim Fouts does? Yeah.
I'm ashamed of myself.
So it seems like he turned over a leaf there because he's been in a cage that he feels like his chimps shouldn't be in a cage. I don't know if he feels the same way about it.
Ironic that is.
How are things with you and your husband, Dylan?
As short a time as I was married to Dylan and still married to Dylan, you know, 8 months before I got arrested for all this, it's been a year and a half of sleeping in a car and going from couch to couch and house to house, and I can't thank my husband enough for standing beside me.
Oh, they're still together. That's nice. What message would you send to fans of the show?
I'm done with the Carol Baskin saga.
He's done with Carol.
It's now time to turn the tables and Joe get out of jail, a free man.
Third person.
And exonerated from all these charges.
So at least it sounds like he's a little bit reformed being in jail. You're not buying it?
Well, if he did half the things that he was alleged to have done, he needs a nice spell, I think.
Still not
cool
the
down.
Worst person, though. It's still Carol, because Carol is the one got away with murder.
That doesn't mean we should let him get away with something.
No. I thoroughly agree.
I thought that Tiger King, among the many things that were interesting about watching it, and there were many. Oh, my God. First of all, just the pile of white trash is hard to top. And all the strange things, and him running for governor.
That's great.
Getting 19% of the vote, which is hilarious. But this business of two people who just can't stop fighting with each other is so absolutely 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And just that nothing good comes of it. And I hate that people just can't stop going after one another, whether it's on Twitter or whether it's the president, or whether it's anyone in politics. It just seems that no one can just let anything slide.
No.
No one can let anything roll off your cheek. And I'm just so, I don't know, it just seems so stupid and wrong.
I think we saw those seeds years ago with road rage. Like, people couldn't let something go.
Yeah.
Even in their own car.
It seems that road rage is probably worse than ever, isn't it?
Yeah, because nobody lets anything go anymore. Nobody can be wronged in this world anymore. The good news is, you know, Jeff Lowe, the guy that totally conned Tiger King, Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
He announced via Cameo, by the way, really weird, that Netflix has shot, and I assume that's what that interview is from, enough footage to air one more episode of Tiger King, like a bonus episode.
How can they top what they've done?
Well, maybe where are they now or the feedback on it? Yeah, because you know these people are going to have massive egos. I mean, we talked to Doc, you know, Bogdavan or whatever his name is.
Yeah, he's a good interview, actually.
So I think people want to hear from these people right now, so why not?
God, Tiger!
You know, David Spade, did he talk to Jeff Lowe? Is that who he talked to?
He has talked to Jeff Lowe. That's the guy that announced it on Cameo. He also talked to the boyfriend who got new teeth. He's talked to everybody involved in Tiger King.
I thought I saw
today.
They've
been funny.
That David Spade is looking for another network to pick up his show. And I was like, what? What is more current and interesting and gets more attention on that channel than Spade Show right now? I think it's a good show. I don't think it's the best show, but I think it's a darn good show.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Comedy Central canned it.
Yeah, if nothing else, I would give it more time. I mean, all the promotion it's gotten is pretty much through him and the people he's had on. He has great guests. He has a lot of friends who are funny as hell.
Is it terribly expensive to do that show?
I believe it is. No, I can't believe it. I don't know. I don't understand it. I'm kind of surprised.
I'm still surprised it was every night and that they didn't just make it a once-a-week show.
Yeah, like Bill Maher.
Yeah, or a John Oliver. You know, that's who should pick it up. HBO should just pick it up and put it on after Oliver or before Oliver.
Or Netflix or somebody. It's a very good show. I really did like it. And some people like comedians and comedy that I would think now would be a great time for it. But
Spade was also involved in this online COVID-19 benefit show that was like 20 hours long.
How was that?
You know, I sped through it, and I stopped when something caught my eye, and one was Tom Green. And it was just typical Tom Green being silly, but he was doing a video kind of like a PSA about washing your hands, but also wearing gloves.
Yeah.
Because he was wearing gloves while washing his hands. And he did a whole ventriloquist act, which sounds really dumb, but in the Tom Green fashion, I found it actually kind of funny.
I usually find Tom Green amusing. I don't know why, but I do.
Because he's silly.
He is.
He's just ridiculous.
I have to admit, I do like silly funny.
Oh, I love stupid.
I don't know why. It's just, yeah, stupid funny.
Stupid is the best.
So we have another new advertiser. I realize we've added two, or we're going to add two in the coming days. We have a super strong coffee coming on board.
Is that confirmed? Are we?
Yeah, I think it's confirmed. I think it's happening. I won't mention the name because I can't think of the name, but they have a COO.
I know the name, yeah.
Who's a big fan of the show. What's their name? I don't mind giving them a plug. They're trying to come on.
Isn't it? Well, actually, let me double check to make sure that that's the name.
The COO is
got a cool name.
Is a big fan of the show from way back.
Yeah.
And he's left his early beginnings of being obviously a younger fan of the show and growing up here, and he's moved on to bigger and bigger, bigger things, and now he's a COO at this coffee company.
I believe it's
definitely. Well, some people are saying that this clip in particular is what inspired him to get into the coffee business.
Here's a letter someone wrote to Mitch.
Oh,
nasty coffee spill. That's bad.
That's bad.
That's
really bad.
Get over here. Get Millward.
Yeah, Millward. This is a big one.
It's a disaster.
Yeah, that's the biggest disaster possibly ever. Get it under the board.
Yeah, boy.
Front end under the board. Did they ever caulk this board?
I'll play the CD. I'll play the Mike the Deadbeat.
Oh, boy.
Did they ever caulk the front of this board?
So helpful.
Yeah, how are you?
So helpful. Do you remember when he came back from that break, too, and the mic was just...
Oh, yeah, the mic sounded like shit. No, it was horrible. It was a total disaster.
I remember when we moved studios from that one to the new building, and they lifted the board up, and it was like, ooh, yikes.
It looked like there was about 3 gallons of coffee in there in the bottom of the board.
Mixed with some cigarette ash. It was like a paste. It was so disgusting.
Bockle.
Is it Death Wish Coffee?
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it's Death Wish Coffee. I believe so.
But anyway, another successful youngster who moved on from those joyous days of listening to the early Duran Mike show and is still with us listening to the podcast. And they were going to break into Detroit. And I guess they were going to do radio and TV like a lot of people do. And the feeling
was...
That's
a waste of money.
The feeling was... I think they're primarily going to do radio. And the feeling was that people aren't in their cars right now. We can't introduce Detroit on radio. So, you know, the guy who's sitting there listening to the podcast, well, why don't we listen up at the podcast? You can order the stuff online. And
we've had this before. Someone has sent it to us before.
Well, I love coffee. And
yeah,
I love strong
super
coffee.
Strong.
So
yeah.
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
And the other advertiser who has come back that normally wouldn't, but they're going to do more with us, is Manscaped.
Yes.
And if you're listening to this podcast stuck inside your house with your significant other, pay close attention. Manscaped can help you out and make the most of your time together. Manscaped promotes clean hygiene when it comes to shaving your balls.
Nothing brings a couple together better than shaving each other.
It's time to quarantine, Manscaped, and chill. Manscaped is the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming and hygiene. You're probably spending more time than ever with your significant other right now, and if you don't keep clean down there, your partner will notice.
Clearly.
Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0 Essentials.
Cares.
The package comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your manscaping routine. And
I'm not joking. It's a really, really good trimmer.
You know, people do really like it. I mean, it's always nice to find out that people love your advertiser.
It doesn't snag anywhere, wherever you want to use it. Maybe particularly your balls, but yeah.
Well, it features the cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents.
That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
Millions of balls are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology.
It's going to be a smooth ball nation.
Maybe put deodorant on your armpits, hopefully. So why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Oh, God. Subscribers get a new... That's why they don't want you to forget the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer.
Hey, do you want to see my balls?
Whatever works, man.
Whatever's got a new replacement blade refill for your lawnmower trimmer delivered to your door every 3 months, making sure your trimmer always starts. Boy, that's the replacing trimmers is a problem. I find myself constantly buying new face trimmers because the blade gets old.
And it's a pain in the ass to find, honestly, a good one that you can take in the shower.
Well, I don't need to take in the shower.
Well, don't you shave? Well, you don't have a beard.
Make sure your trimmer always stays fresh and clean. For limited time, subscribers get not one, but two free gifts. The Shed Travel Bag, $39 value add, $39 value add, and the patented high-performance anti-chafing Manscaped Boxer Briefs. It's the perfect package.
These nuts!
For your perfect package. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DREW at manscaped.com. Do yourself a favor. Always use the right tools for the job. Manscaped.com, M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com, with the promo code DREW.
Are they sponsoring the boner line?
They are sponsoring the boner line.
Oh, neat. So, and we do have one today. Here we go.
Let's hear it.
Boner line 104.
My wife was going through my log of calls that I had on my phone, and she came across boner line, and she was like, what the hell is boner line? Like, I was probably calling like a sex hotline.
Don't start fighting with me.
I agree with my wife.
Facebook Live chat was probably the best since I've been doing Facebook Live.
We'll do it live.
Righteous Ricky was in there, and pretty sure he threatened to come pull my pants down or something, slap my ass. And then Patty and Trudy were having like a love fest, and I was just waiting for you guys to play, I want you two to kiss each other. Keep it stiff. I'm rocked up.
Weighing in on Righteous Rick, I'd rather be stuck in a Corona-filled clown car than another minute of that.
Thank you.
So Righteous Rick tried to extort Aaron Carter, and he surprised the FBI showed up.
Freeze.
Is that what that was all about?
A smart guy, that Rick.
What's with the egg timer? Why'd you cut off Righteous Rick? I want more.
We want more. We want more.
I think Righteous Rick should join the Cameo family. They can buy a video of him threatening to kick your ass, and you send that to your enemies.
What do you want to do, huh?
There is a show on the Smithsonian Channel called Air Disasters. They have a Payne Stewart episode.
What's he doing up there?
It's about an hour long, and it's pretty good.
Sounds like a great one.
I'd just like to call and thank Drew for getting that stupid NSYNC song stuck in my head, because you had to play it over and over. Now I'm stuck at home with it going through my head.
You're welcome.
Fuck. Thanks, Drew, for playing that goddamn Nick Lachey song. It's been stuck in my head for two fucking days, and I can't get it out.
It's the hardest thing we've ever had to do.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
I had to take about Nick Lachey and licking toilet seats, and I made the boner line. I feel so cool. Now I think I can do podcasting. I heard my voice on the radio. Sounds amazing. I think I can do podcasting.
Good luck with the podcast.
Hey, I was thinking about Mark's one-time use on towels, and I was wondering if he cleans down the toilet seat every time he takes a shit.
Use your towel 2, 3, 4 times.
Totally different.
And then you get a new one.
That's
how it works. That's how everyone does it.
I know.
What does Mark do when he goes to the beach or a pool? They carry an arsenal of like 20 towels with them?
Don't forget to bring a towel.
God damn, are you guys slow. The reason the Royals pay that much and they use a special forces guy to, they base that on them getting kidnapped.
Who cares?
And somebody ransoming them off because they know the queen has money. That's why they need security.
Who cares?
Not because they're important. It's because the queen is important.
Who cares?
You're a bunch of dopes. You need to do better show prep.
What are you, a fucking expert?
I have an audio separated at birth. Jesse Taylor and Farrah Abraham.
I have no skills.
Hey, Drew.
Audio separated at birth. Trudy's slow motion response to Drew asking if she was okay. I'm fine. And speakerphone LT.
Lauren, I'm fine.
Everything is fine.
And that's it for today.
Not bad.
I was just...
Oh, by the way, I just have to hit this. This business of security for these assholes?
Yeah.
Okay. Personally, who cares? Why should Canada or the U.S. pay for their security? Because the queen has money. No.
No.
They're not royalty. Royalty isn't real either. And by the way,
well, if it's about,
the,
if it's about
demand,
the queen, then she can pay for it.
Yeah, she can
doesn't
pay, for
want
it.
To pay for
no,
it.
No, she doesn't want to pay for it. They said they're independent. They can.
Yeah.
But apparently, they've had a hard time determining what being independent really is.
Shit. Well, it's clear the queen doesn't care if they're kidnapped or Archie. because she doesn't want to pay for their security.
Well, they
could. Anything, she might even have Meghan kidnapped.
They couldn't be troubled.
I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now.
To bring Archie home to see Prince Philip, who's not doing well and is 98 years old. That was nice of them. You bitch. Well, so then they had to have a security for Archie in Canada. Wait, Prince Harry, who was off somewhere else, and Meghan, who was separate from Harry.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've never seen so much publicity for a stupid voiceover because she did this dumb thing on fucking elephants. Who cares?
No one.
Did you also see that she's very upset that she's not getting A-list offers? Yes. She wants the highest of the high.
She will only work with A-list directors.
She's been telling her agents that she wants Ava DuVernay involved and that they need to find the right script. She's received a lot of offers, but she thinks the majority of them are cheesy and beneath her. Don't take them, honey.
She was a C-list actress, maybe B, briefly, when she was on that show that some people claim was okay.
Yeah, Suits or something. Suits. No one saw it.
No one cares. So now, because she sat on this abnormally pink wiener, she should be an A-list actress? What? Does that make sense to anyone?
She's got a small argument there. I mean, that's kind of gross to do that.
Honestly, I mean, what has changed about Meghan Markle other than this abnormally pink wiener has been stuffing her? She's been creating friction for an abnormally pink wiener surrounded by a red bush. And that's the only thing different about her. There's nothing different. She's obtained no new skills. She's not a mental health expert, by the way. So why is she constantly being consulted on mental health?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
This source also said this could end up being a very lengthy and tedious process because Meghan wants to control every aspect of whatever project she ends up doing. Oh, that's a big surprise.
I'm really concerned. I really feel like there's people in Hollywood that will just kiss her ass.
Duchess of Sussex. She's really important, so...
Oprah invited her to be part of her stupid shit on mental health that nobody cares about.
It sounds like the only lucrative offers they're getting are from Japan, where one commercial could pay for the entire security team. Meghan likes the idea that only the creme de la creme of actors are offered this type of work.
Oh, God.
Shut.
I know. It's
Japanese.
So annoying. Oh, my God.
Hey, I was looking at, during the boner line, I was looking at Twitter just for shits and giggles, and Carol Baskin is the number one trending thing.
Oh, really?
Like, what did Carol Baskin do? Why is she trending? She's trending because a tiger in the Bronx Zoo has tested positive for COVID-19, which, how did that tiger get a test? But immediately everyone's like, Carol Baskin gave it to that tiger.
Fuck cats.
That's why it's trending. But the other thing that's popping up is an interview CNN did with somebody.
Out of this Ohio parking lot is a woman who.
It's somebody leaving church.
Driving
today.
Out of this Ohio parking lot is a woman who just attended a church service with dozens of other people, including children.
Can I ask you about your decision to go to church to be inside that building?
I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Aren't you concerned you could infect other people if you get sick inside?
No.
People who don't go to this church.
I'm covered in Jesus' blood. Covered in Jesus' blood.
What about other people who don't go to this church who you might encounter?
All of these people go to this church.
No, but you're going to be in places where other people
I go
are.
To the grocery store every day. I'm in Walmart, what? Home Depot, all
exactly.
of those people.
You could get them sick from what happens.
They could get me sick, but they're not because I'm covered in his blood. Thank you very much.
What a selfish answer.
It's so stunning, the number of dumb fucks who are going to prolong this thing and prolong it. Why am I confused
selfish.
About, why are we putting up with it? Okay, I understand that, you know, kids are kids and they want to party and all that, and they went to spring break and some went to Mardi Gras, which is way before this anyway, and some states have been slow to respond and some people have been slow to respond and all that. But you know what? Excuses are over. People should be, they should have it in their head now that this is a big fucking problem and we all need to do our job, which is not much. It's simply stay away from other people. That's all we have to do.
And, you know, it's not even like it's not an attack on the church. You know, some people think like, this is an attack on our assembly. And that's not the case because there's been so many churches that are doing this, you know, online. And still, a lot of people are going to take this and they're going to obviously lean on their faith, and that there's nothing wrong with that. But there's certain people, we've played some Kenneth Copeland in the past.
I am so tired of this idea that no one tells the church what to do, whether the church is hiding pedophile priests and sending them off to other places, or they're simply, they're doing things that violate essentially their exemption from paying taxes by promoting political candidates. No one can ever tell the church what to do, ever. It doesn't matter what they're doing, even when they're molesting children.
Most hardcore churchgoers are very active politically and will vote. That's what it's all about.
It's never about the right thing. It's never about what is right, which you would think church of all the places. And it's funny, I bring this up and apparently this doesn't really click with people. But in my opinion, I would expect a church to expose pedophiles before anyone. It's the church.
No, I know.
And who hides pedophiles more than the church? I'm not sure anybody does.
No.
And it still goes on.
Yeah.
So what the fuck? Just don't get it.
Did you happen to hear Kenneth Copeland's latest?
No, I'd love to hear it, though. God. He's wonderful.
He solved it again.
Yeah, he killed the virus last week.
Just so you know, it opens with him going, he's blowing.
So he's essentially this clip here. It's very weird. He contradicts himself several times discussing how the wind is going to defeat the coronavirus, the wind of God.
I blow the wind of God,
on you,
a strong, it doesn't have to be a fast wind. Didn't say anything about it being blowing over 40 miles an hour. Don't have to. Just hot. I just heard the Lord say this. It's even better if there's no wind at all.
Wait, what? But I thought you needed the wind of God to knock out coronavirus.
If God was really going to talk to people, would he talk to dipshits like that? Really?
No.
Arrogant dipshits who demand private jets from their people?
No.
Who demand they tithe even when they've just lost their jobs? No. Oh, my God.
Regarding groups of people gathering, Gallup did a new poll, end of March, 27th to the 30th. What percent of Americans that were surveyed said the government should focus on stopping the outbreak as opposed to getting the economy going again?
That's a good question. I thought
it was a worthy poll.
I'm going to say 75%.
Wow. Brandon, do you have a guess?
I would say probably 40.
72%.
Oh, damn.
I thought it'd be even higher. Well, you're way off because you're eating dinner. What's for dinner tonight? Did you see Brandon eating dinner on Zoom?
God damn it. I didn't think you were going to see it.
Well, I heard a plate and a fork hit each other. What is that? I can't see. The video's a little
off. I don't even know what it is.
He never knows what he's eating. I love it.
Well, it does look like
chunks,
a pile
of rice
something.
In there, chunks of meat.
Let me move this over.
It looks good. I would eat it, but I wouldn't know how to define it either.
I'm eating that right now.
So 72% say the government should be focused on the pandemic.
Stopping the outbreak, 21% said the economy should be the main focus.
It's not one or the other. It's one, then the other.
I know. Well,
I mean, duh. Yeah. Why is this so hard to understand?
I think that's the question. The other people are, just get the economy going. Whoever dies, dies.
I honestly, I'm getting to the point now where I honestly feel like something crazy has to happen. Like martial law is declared.
Oh, Lord. Don't even say those two words.
No, I don't want to say those
words. I don't
think
people understand what martial law means.
No, I don't think they do either. And I probably don't even understand.
What's the military?
But I mean, there's got to be some way to stop people from hurting all of us. Because that's what's happening. And there's some great demonstrations of it. For example, and this will scare the shit out of people again, is the business of being able to track cell phones that were at a small beach at spring break. A small beach. It's just, probably a few thousand cell phones, and they track them over the next couple weeks. And you see those phones going to New York, Louisiana. You see them going all over the place, carrying whatever the hell they got when they were gathered around all these people. And this is what happens. I don't know why this is so hard.
There's some covidiots in Los Angeles. Looks like they're really listening to the stay at home. See them on the trail there.
I rewatched, I know you guys, I guess we talked about it the other day. But the video, because people keep sending it to me, of the police at the toddler's birthday party.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's so frustrating because here these cops, they're lined up. They're begging these people, look, this is for your own good.
No masks on those cops either.
And
or gloves.
And the people are yelling at them, about, we're coming back, bitch.
Yeah.
And, it's this, I see this commonly now. Police have been so... If I had to say that anything really bothers me about the media the last couple of years, it's the demonization of police. They're out to kill you. They do all these horrible things. And you know what? Why would police be perfect? I don't think they are perfect. I don't think anyone's perfect. There are surgeons who are probably fucked up drunk doing surgery right now. But because we can videotape anything now, it's not hard to find a couple of police who are doing their job poorly. But generally speaking, most of the police do a great job, and they're doing a great job now, just like our medical people are, and I don't think they can be thanked enough. And I like that. It's funny, I don't normally laud the Queen of England, but Queen Elizabeth II, she gave a little address today, and she referenced the first responders, and you know that it reminded her of wartime, World War II, and you know the bombing of London, which nobody...
Who gives a fuck?
Very few people alive today can relate to what was going on when we were all united against Germany.
Yeah.
But, you know, people were incredibly united then, here and in the UK, and it was something that lived in people for decades and decades. And now it seems that against a virus, we absolutely cannot seem to unite ourselves.
Well, you can't see it. It almost doesn't seem real to people, especially when people are asymptomatic. 25% of the cases were spread asymptomatic.
I know. And the Georgia governor just found this out. I just found out that it's asymptomatic. You can be carrying symptoms and infecting and not even know it. This is a game changer. Well, you fuck. We've known this forever, you dumb fuck. And then he reopens the beaches. Then the next day, mayors in the beach towns say, we're shutting the beaches down. And he says, nope, I'm overruling it. We're reopening the beaches.
It's led to some good memes, though, with him. Have you seen...
Brandon, that's lots of pussy at the beach!
Have you seen
this
any of the memes?
This is never going to end, though, if we have so many dumb fucks that we elect to office.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, these are memes specific to Georgia?
Yeah, it would just be him standing at that press conference. It'll be like, I just found out about the Titanic. You know, things that people know.
No.
It's kind of fun. They're pretty funny memes. I don't know. Memes tend to go in one ear, out the other, or in one eye, out the butt. I don't know what the saying is. If anything's going to get people to take coronavirus seriously, it's that Christopher Cross has now been diagnosed.
Oh, Chris Cross?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's
well, hopefully it'll ride like the wind right out of his body.
Jesus Christ. Great. You're going to feel bad when he's dead.
My God.
Sorry. He is a very soft musician, so, I mean, it would seem that he wouldn't have much defense against it, but hopefully.
He wrote a nice note, though, I thought. I thought that was very nice.
Your friends, I'm sorry to report. Why are you apologizing?
For fault, Cross. For wasting our time.
No, Cross.
Well, maybe he had to cancel some events. Maybe people were looking forward to hearing from Chris Cross.
Among the growing number of Americans who tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. Anyway, do you have to call it COVID-19 virus? Couldn't you just say coronavirus? Yeah. Cross announced a message on his Facebook page. I'm not in the habit of discussing medical issues on social media, but I do so in hopes to help other people understand how serious and how contagious this illness is. Well, obviously, you're around some fucking people you weren't supposed to be around, so don't lecture us. I don't have it.
I gotta say, doesn't it make it sound like he's got a lot of other medical conditions?
Possibly.
If he doesn't ever talk about them.
Although I'm fortunate enough to be cared for at home, this is possibly the worst illness I've ever had. Is he watching Napoleon Dynamite this weekend? Those of you still do not believe the COVID-19 virus is real or think it is a hoax or some part of conspiracy, my advice is to understand right now this is deadly. Well, if Christopher Cross says it, all the conspiracy people are going to just drop their conspiracy theories.
How else are
you know what Christopher Cross said?
How else are you going to reach the kids?
Christopher Cross, clearly.
Chris Cross.
Like anyone can even know that.
It's
pretty much my favorite animal.
He was recently a member of All-Star with Todd Rundgren, the Monkees, Mickey Dolenz, and Badfingers joined Molland as part of a tribute to the Beatles' White Album. Okay, Cross.
Is that Michael McDonald with him on this song?
Sounds like him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like the wind.
Doesn't Maz love Chris Cross?
I think he does. Should we call him? And
here's a song by a gay guy.
No. If he's aware of Christopher Cross.
No. I don't want to ruin him.
Luke Nowacki, by the way, there's a lot of things to talk to Luke Nowacki about. I mean, are you going to have a job? Do you need to think about this? Are you going to lose one income? Are you being furloughed for a couple months? I mean, this is why this asshole in Georgia who just figured out he should shut his state down and then reopens the beaches, this is why people go crazy, because people are nervous. They're worried to death about their jobs, about their ability to raise their families, about their ability to keep their homes. So it is a good time to talk to Luke Nowacki, and he's available at 248-663-4748. Not just your financial future, but maybe you want to look at your financial present and how much cash do you need to get by. And it helps to have someone in the know who knows options. Maybe you want to borrow from your 401k because you got to keep going for a while you're furloughed, or if you have a job that you can't count on an income necessarily, or you're looking down the road.
And ask him, because I thought I heard, I don't know if this is true or not, Luke would know the answer, that you can borrow up to a certain amount from your 401k now, penalty-free. I don't know if that's true or not.
That'd be a great thing to know.
Rumor that has some substance, so you might want to ask Luke about it.
Honestly, it's a big concern, and you know, that just looking at Mesa and looking at what we do, it's like, how much cash do we have? How many months can we survive? You know, how do you have to nightmare. Look forward now. It's a fucking nightmare. And these pricks, these absolute pricks who refuse to be part of the one that is us trying to beat this virus, it's just infuriating. I'm surprised.
How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids?
I'm surprised people are handling that as well as they are. I mean, I want to go out and beat the fuck out of these people.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, and then you'll get coronavirus.
You're right. Security Investment Advisory Services off the Reliance Assessors Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Assessors Incorporated, separately owned other entities. No marketing names, product services, reference here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
It reminded me, there's a real famous, I don't even want to say what he does because you'll just go off on a tangent, but there's a real famous soccer player, plays for Manchester City, who had to apologize recently. And why do you think he had to apologize?
Because he made fun of, he said coronavirus is fake.
Nope, because he had a sex party at home while the city was supposed to be on lockdown.
How'd they know about his sex party?
Kyle Walker, he's apologized for hosting a sex party with two escorts during the coronavirus lockdown. Manchester City, the soccer team itself, has opened up an investigation into what they call the disappointing incident, which was first reported by The Sun, because the papers found out. Walker and a
fucking chew on that shit.
Walker and a friend paid two escorts £2,200. It's not bad.
Lick it now.
They arrived at his house last Tuesday before leaving on Wednesday.
Mind's right time to be a whore, by the way.
Lick that now.
I know they're so gonna catch it right and spread it.
God.
He said, I want to take
this find a face.
I want to take this opportunity to issue a public apology for the choices I made last week. I understand that my position as a professional footballer brings the responsibility of being a role model as such.
Oh, yeah,
I
want you really do seem to have a great understanding of that.
I want to apologize to my family, friends, football club supporters, and the public.
What are you apologizing to your friends for? Where your friends were going, oh my God, I'm so mad at him.
Well, are they mad that he had the two escorts or that he did it right now when everyone's supposed to be on lockdown?
Yeah, they're his friends. I think they'll get over it.
Well, what about his wife? Is he apologizing to his wife for doing this?
I would focus on his wife. I say when he throws the friends out there, it sort of suggests that the wife is an equal category to the friends.
Well, maybe she's cool with the escorts, just not during coronavirus lockdown.
Mark, do you remember the soccer orgy from a couple years back where
they got in a lot of trouble?
They filmed it.
Yeah, they got in a lot of trouble, man.
That's where those drops I was playing.
Let me find a face.
They were the most, I don't know, graphic
from an orgy?
Selfies.
Yeah. Let's hear them. Let's hear some drops from an orgy.
Fucking chew on that shit.
So
the whole thing, you have to see it because he's basically nude. He's doing a Hope Solo where he's got his phone pointed at his butthole with an erection while a girl is eating his butt. And he keeps saying,
lick that now.
Of course, they're not.
Lick it now.
The women are not English. I think, weren't they Thai? Were they in Thailand?
Yeah. They didn't speak English. So they had no idea what he was saying. And he kept saying,
fucking chew on that shit.
He's just being a total asshole to them.
Let me find a face.
You've never seen that video?
No.
Let's see if you can find the video.
I don't run around looking for videos like this.
Well, I wasn't looking for it either. Just landed in my lap, thankfully. There is a silver lining possibly to coronavirus coming back, and it's that Richard Simmons, for the first time in 6 years, has posted something on his YouTube channel. And it's an old video, an old workout video, I guess, for people stuck inside. But do you think this would be the perfect time for Simmons to come on back?
Yeah, it would.
We need you more than ever, Richard.
Yeah. How far in are we, by the way?
How far do you think?
An hour and 45.
Well, you nailed it.
Did I really?
Head on, yeah. Well, 143, but yeah, nailed it.
Shit, okay.
look at Brandon's search. He just went to Google and typed in soccer orgy.
There's a lot more than you'd think.
Yeah, I think you're going to find the wrong videos.
But it was the famous people.
So yeah, it's okay, now he's searching soccer orgy famous.
Hot.
Is this that, it?
It's, no, it's Lester. It's the one below it.
And this guy, this guy's able to hold his marriage together and revive his career after this? After screaming at Thai girls to eat his butt? Where are my glasses?
So it's two players next to each other.
Let me fart in her face. I'm a fucking god.
She's rimming him.
Fucking chew on that shit.
Oh, his buddy is like 2 feet from him.
Fucking minge. And you.
What are you doing?
And you. Lick it. Go on, lick it.
Go on, buddy.
Lick it.
Get my
cock
in your mouth, son.
Yeah, better.
No,
hold the joint. Wait, that guy's flapping his wiener in her face.
Lick it now. Lick
that. Should we have the porn alert for Crystal, by the way?
That girl, by the way, could use Manscaped.
I think it's too late for the porn alert.
Yeah.
Hey, Crystal's not at work right now. I'm sure she's at home.
I want them to move the camera over.
Lick it now.
All right, we get it. You want her to lick it. Jeez.
What's the name of that soccer team?
Leicester City.
Why'd you stop the video?
Oh, sorry. I just...
Yeah, I don't know if she ever licks it.
She's having a right, guys.
Absolute hairy
minge. I can't see. Wait, let me stick in your ass then, you slut.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you love something. Chill.
Why do they have to be assholes to them?
Asshole fucking time.
Because they're assholes. I want guys fucked, man.
That's they're it. Doing that's whatever they want. Why do they have to be dicks to them?
I don't know. Maybe they have paid the extra bonus to be jerks.
You see that guy's wife, by the way?
Oh, the one that apologized?
The one he apologized to.
Kyle Walker. The most what a bland English name that is.
What if she dumped him?
Defense for that.
That would make a lot of wives very unhappy, I would think.
Here she is, Drew.
Wow.
Oh, my God. She's gorgeous.
Wow.
She's 20 times hotter than the whores.
Oh, easily. Yeah, but she probably doesn't.
The whores were attractive,
too. She probably
doesn't
lick it. Or whatever the soccer player.
You probably can't yell at her like that.
Oh, she's beautiful. Soccer wives are pretty. Well, I mean, he's a pretty well-known guy.
Lick that now.
Not that the Thai.
Let me fart in her face.
The Thai whores were hot, too. I mean, they were pretty, not as pretty as her, but. Oh, boy. That's a shame. That's unfortunate. I wish that hadn't happened.
That sex tape is.
Fucking chew on that shit.
It's from 5 years ago.
Is he still married to her?
Which guy?
The soccer player.
Which one, though? We're talking about two different stories.
To the super hot girl.
I think he is.
Lick it now.
Are they still married, Brandon? Can you click on it?
Well, it says partner. I don't know.
Oh, so yeah.
Okay.
What's her name? Annie Kilner?
Annie Kilner.
Nice.
There was a... among the people that are gathering together is, of course, Pastor Tony Spell. We have a number for Pastor Tony Spell, by the way.
We can find one.
He did an interview on CNN that I thought the guy interviewing him on CNN did a great job. Just what an absolute moron this guy is. I mean, it just amazes me that this guy can't be stopped. He's, of course, got all these people that want to defend him and say that, oh, no, separation of church and state. You can't tell the church not to gather. Who cares about a pandemic? It's the church.
Yeah. When you're
killing other people, it sort of falls short.
Kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's call him. This is his church where I assume he would be there.
27 busloads.
He's probably got another and he thinks service coming up.
He needs to assemble people because they're fighting the Antichrist. I thought it was a pandemic, but apparently he says it's the Antichrist.
Well, who's the Antichrist? Is it Trump? Is it? I mean, there's got to be a specific person.
4, 8, 5, 7, 8. Full and cannot accept new messages at this time.
Straight to voicemail.
Okay.
Nice church. You can't even answer your phone. It's kind of like 2 stars on Facebook because people are just ripping it. Good.
What about the we had the Pink Floyd cover band playing in Jersey?
We haven't talked about that story.
And they had police trying to disperse people. God, these poor cops. You know, cops are dying of this.
Yep.
Because they have to go take care of these crowds full of idiots. I just can't believe there isn't more pressure on people to knock this shit off.
Well, I think there's lots of pressure, but this is America! Do whatever you want.
It's America, which looks pretty dumb right now. Honestly,
I would like. So the story is: this is in Jersey. They also call them an impromptu Pink Floyd cover band. there were 30 middle-aged adults busted by police, and they don't ever give the people's names, but they give the city and the street. So I went to that street, and then they gave a cross street that's near it. So I found two numbers on that street in that area where the homeowner is middle-aged. So are you good enough to go with that?
Yeah, we try it. It's as close as we're going to get.
Did that make sense there?
Yeah.
This might not be video of them. It might be video.
They were in the middle of Wish You Were Here when they were broken up, which is what a lot of people are upset about. Is that the cover band or is that Floyd?
The number you dialed is not in service.
You don't remember watching this bad Pink Floyd cover band before?
This isn't the band, though, is it?
Same difference.
God, I heard a great version of Comfortably Numb with, I think it was David Gilmour and David Bowie. There's another good one, too, with David Gilmour and Van Morrison.
Hello?
Hello? Yellow. Color yellow.
Try that one again.
What you saying? It's going to be great on this note.
When I was a child, I had a fever. My hands felt just like two balloons. Now I've got that feeling once again. I can't explain, you would not understand. Not how I am.
Oh, brother. Is it ringing?
I asked for Jennifer or Christopher.
Okay.
I think that cymbal is mic'd too high.
You have reached. The
bass is awfully loud, too.
The Shaw family.
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike show, and we're calling. We're trying to get information. We heard there was a Pink Floyd cover band playing in your neighborhood, and I guess a little problem with the police, and we're just trying to get a few details, and maybe you have some comments on it, either in favor or if you're upset about it. We'd love to talk to you. Thank you very much.
One, two, three, four.
One more here.
Okay. Who's this?
Didn't work. Another home on the neighborhood. Well, hopefully those people will call back.
Trump was meeting with the heads of all the sports leagues, MLB, NFL.
WNBA, which just sadly announced today that their season is being postponed. Did you even know that it was starting?
No, I didn't know. No idea.
Why?
And by the way, you don't need to talk to that league about socially distancing because there's like 300 people at the game. They can distance all over the place. Good God. And LPGA was at this thing?
Well, see, to me that makes sense because he owns golf courses. He might want, you know, the LPGA event at his course.
It's not about him.
Really?
No.
I saw some people were mad because the women's soccer league wasn't there and the MLS was.
God. Ooh, no. Megan Rapinoe's going to be mad.
I have to tell you, as far as, you know, because there was a lot of discussion about this, I'm glad he's meeting with them because sports is going to lead us out of this. You know, it's going to get us back our entertainment and we're going to put us back on our feet. No, it's not.
You don't think so? You don't think it's going to be one of the first things?
I don't think sports will lead us out of this.
Boom! Hot take!
I think we're going to have to, and I've heard Dr. Fauci talk about this, and I totally get it, that we're going to want to be a little cautious when we first turn ourselves loose because, you know, we're not really in a different position. There's still going to be, look at all the assholes out there now who are collecting it and giving it to other people.
I'm going to the Michigan games. I don't care what anyone says.
I honestly don't believe that everyone is going to just go and be part of a 50,000 or 100,000 or 113,000 person crowd.
But you don't,
I just don't believe
that. But wait a sec. Do you have any faith in the idea? Look, I think I said this before with college athletics. The season's not going to start if the school's not in session because they still like to keep up that whole image of being student athletes, which we know is a joke.
Party har har.
Well, we know it's a joke. So if they're allowed to open the school and then they have the games, you don't think it's safe enough to go out? Or you're still going to be scared to go out?
I think it's premature. Personally, I just think it's way premature to even think. It's such a non-concern. I want everybody to go back to work.
But when
I want people to start making a living. I want things to get going again, because there's the idea that there's going to be no damage, you know, when this ends, everybody just goes back to normal. No, it's not going to. We're not going to just go back to normal. First of all, there's going to be concern about what we've just been through and going through it again, because they say people can get this thing twice.
Sure, but there's also hope for a vaccine by January, which would be 12 months.
Well, that would be after the NFL season. That would be after, in the middle of the hockey season, in the middle of the basketball season. Are people
no,
really...
No, but I think once it's deemed okay to come back, isn't that where most people gather? Isn't that the biggest gathering of people going out that's unifying? Sure, people go to concerts, people go to bars and
restaurants.
Well,
maybe in January, I don't know. Yeah, I think people love to do that, and it'll be something we'll really enjoy when we do it. But I just think, as far as being a priority or, I'm worried about so many things before I'm worried about the fucking NFL. And I want the NFL season. If they play in front of no crowds or in front of, you know, half a house where people are distancing
Wait. I'd rather wait until it's 100% ready to go. But once again, to me, this is Trump. This is the way he espouses hope. Right?
Maybe.
Like, he's working with these leagues to make sure they can come back and come back safely.
Well,
even if they can't yet.
By the way.
That's right.
I think it'd be nice for the Tigers to send us back our money for the first couple months of the season. I don't think they're going to play before June, do you?
No.
Wouldn't it be nice, because cash is at a premium right now for a lot of people? Wouldn't it be nice if they send us our money back?
It would be nice.
Or maybe just refund the whole season, and we can pay them. If there is going to be a tiny season, we can pay them then.
I know. Well, imagine the university.
Kind of silly to me.
When are the universities going to give back seat licenses fee? Or will they?
They won't. I guarantee you they won't. I bet you they're small print. I bet you anything they're small print.
But you pay the right to have the seat, and if there's no seat to be had, how can they keep
that remember,
money?
You're in the cult, bro!
I don't know if you remember this, but I tried to get the best seats I could get. It's $500 a seat, and I didn't get those seats. And I said, you know, I paid for the best seats that were available. And at the time, they were saying, if you want them, because I think the economy was kind of goofy then. Wasn't this like 2012 or 11 or something? And things still weren't.
Probably. Oh, with the new stadium, 2010,
They weren't expecting as many people to want the good seats. So anyway, I got the $250 seats, and I said, I paid $500 per seat, and I only got $250. I said, well, you don't ask the Red Cross for their money back, do you? I said, the Red Cross?
You give the Red Cross money.
It's a fucking
money.
Football team. Yeah. What are you talking about? And they implied that I was somehow, I was an asshole, because here I was giving to student athletes, and
you should have said,
Ann Arbor, thank you!
You know what you should have said? Well, the Red Cross also pays their labor.
Well,
right?
I didn't even get that far.
They're two different things.
Because
you know what the expectation is when you donate to the Red Cross. And
M, go blow yourself.
What I said was that I was not told that if I didn't get these seats, or if I didn't get any seats, that you would just keep my money. And they said, oh, yeah, there's some small print, and it's here, blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, there was. There was some tiny, tiny print about not getting any money back.
Did you see the story that Brett McMurphy did for Stadium?
I'll bet you they will not give people money back. I will bet you right now.
He talked with 130 FBS athletic directors about the 2020 college football season, and one anonymous AD told him, if there's no season, we'll be fucked. Like, how are you going to be fucked any more or less than any other business that actually pays their
because
labor?
They have a whole athletic department full of people who make wads of money off their free labor. And if there's no football, guess what? Paying all those people will preclude them from being able to put all that money they put into women's basketball and men's basketball and, you know, all these high salaries they pay to chew up all that money. And they'll have to furlough people. And they'll have to cut their pay.
Just
and,
like any other business, not nonprofit.
But they're used to this little
gravy
free
train.
Ride.
Yeah. There was also talk, I saw this over the weekend, that maybe they would move the fall season, the fall sports, to spring. So in other words, college football would play
anything
starting
for the student athletes.
As if they can just switch, as if they can move anything with the draft and what it's really about and moving on. As if they can move it.
They'll do anything they need to do to get the money.
Because
yeah,
if they don't, they'll
anything.
Be fucked.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll be fucked because you won't get your bonus for going to a shitty
bowl. A lot of people
game.
Be fucked. And that's why, you know, I would like us to get unfucked before I'm really worried about whether there's a season or not. And I would think the business of giant crowds would be really a very low priority. How do we gather 113,000 people in one place? How soon can we do that? No, that's not a high priority right now. In fact, it's anything but a high priority.
Sure.
If you want it. I'm not opposed, by the way, to having fanless games or...
Oh, God, that sounds gross.
What? It's still football. I mean, I want my fucking football.
I know, but you're talking about $10 million in gate for the University of Michigan.
But the student athletes just love to play.
That's right. Yeah.
They just like to wear the jersey of the school because they love it.
There is the idea that
they're not going to make any less money.
It is a pretty high contact sport. You know, if you really care about the athlete, they're probably going to get COVID if one person has it. They're sweating at each other.
It just seems like a very low priority.
I think it's just a more of a hopeful thing.
Probably.
I'm hoping.
I saw the Tekashi 6ix9ine. I'm so glad that he's out now because he was in serious danger. It turns out he has a really bad case of asthma that no one ever knew about before. Until he saw a way of getting out of prison.
So he should have to prove it. Can they make him run until he has an attack?
Personally, I'm kind of... This whole thing with Tekashi is so crazy. Because if you remember, he filmed a 13-year-old girl having sex.
Yeah.
When he was, I think he was 17 at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, a very stupid thing to do. He put it on social media.
Great guy.
He put it on social media.
Well, wasn't it for a video or
no? No, it was a video he made. I don't know if it was for, how can you put a nude 13-year-old in a video?
I don't know.
I mean, it's just for something he felt like doing, I guess. So then that was a big problem. He was charged. He got probation. Then he did, I can't remember what the next thing he did, but it was a serious probation violation is serious enough that I recall the prosecutor saying, no, he is going to jail because he was 19 or 18, I think. And they said, no, absolutely not. And in a virtual miracle, the judge extended his probation. Instead of putting him in jail, he said, we're going to give him a couple more years of probation. So what happens the next day, if you remember, he and his entourage went to confront a record company executive at a restaurant who I believe it was his assistant was shot.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do? You got to confront him right away.
Yeah. Just Tekashi really learns his lesson. And then while that whole thing is being, you know, carried on in the court system, wherever, however, that's when he starts filming armed robberies and other crimes. And he's facing 47 years in prison. It's all on videotape. And somehow he manages to rat out so many people that he gets 2 years, and now he's not even going to serve two
years.
What
a snitch. He's so cooked.
But here's the part that kills me, and I was curious. I actually thought about this, which a lot of people probably didn't, but I'm aware of this guy's transgressions. They're allowing him to use the internet and social media in any way he wants.
Oh, great. Well, he'll just find himself back in jail, Drew.
Who filmed a 13-year-old having sex and put it on Instagram and has committed all these other crimes. Why at least wouldn't they say, no fucking social media, asshole, stay off the internet?
Yeah.
Why do we need him on the internet?
Because that will affect his income.
Yes.
And creating an income and his way of life.
His management could put his songs up. They could
He needs to communicate with his fans, Your Honor. And this
I
is
got
how
a reputation. I'm following. My brand is on the rise.
Talking about his livelihood.
This fuckface will be in trouble so fast. You watch. It's going to be like Chris Brown. He's going to get in trouble every 6 months, and nothing will happen. He'll just stay out there.
We already know his buddy, you know, was out partying when he was let out for coronavirus.
Who's buddy?
Tekashi 6ix9ine, yeah. What was his name? Boner B?
Was it Coda B?
Yeah, Coda B.
I wonder how the girl with the 6ix9ine on her tit is doing.
She's great. Are they back together? More than ever, yeah.
I wonder if they're still a couple.
I don't know.
I mean, I was so 69. Concerned.
She's looking for someone else named 69.
She gave birth to his child, too.
Oh, that's great.
He's going to be a great dad.
He's going to be a great contributor to society.
Just like his father.
Yeah.
That was funny, seeing his dad on the courtroom steps.
Yeah.
That was bizarre.
He knew nothing.
No, he's totally clueless. Yeah, he didn't even know Tekashi.
Okay, like, hey, just get out of here. We're talking about.
But I love that he was passing judgment, too. That was the hilarious part.
Sounds like it runs in the family.
So, you know, outside of all the craziness going on, it sounds to me like the social distancing business is really working.
Yes.
To a degree. In New York and New Jersey, they had less cases and deaths the last couple days than they were having. The rate of increase was going down. Now the numbers are going down. And
which, once again, they've known that since 1918 to socially distance during pandemics. That whole infamous story about St. Louis and Philadelphia. And
yet
they
still
had to have their stupid parade. And
they still had all these people gathering to see the boat. Oh, look at the big boat.
Well, people are dumb. They're still going
to. Why are people allowed to be so dumb? I guess that's what's making me crazy.
This is America, Drew. We're allowed to be dumb.
All right. Well, all right. Away from coronavirus and trying to stay interested in something or get a distraction from it. I watched another episode of The Dark Side of Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, which one?
It's awesome. It's a great series, and I'm not a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
But they had the Von Erich family.
That's the one Brandon. Yeah, Brandon's been plugging.
The tragedy of the Von Erich family. Oh, my God, Brandon, what an incredible story.
Dark Side of the Ring, by the way.
Ah, yes, and that's on Vice.
Yeah, Viceland, or I don't know where exactly.
And this is the father was a great wrestler and I guess was very famous and beloved and all that. And then he starts churning out these kids who are boys who, of course, are, you know, super muscular, super huge. Mm. And the first one is an immensely popular wrestler and he dies. I think it was a heart condition or something crazy like that. Mm. So they come up with the new Von Erich child who is not a Von Erich. He just looks like one. And I think they figured out that he was a fake Von Erich, and he wasn't very good.
Anyone can even know that. Look at the size of these guys.
But it was like, wait, in a fake sport, you have a fake Von Erich? I mean, fake in sport B. So then they go to the next Von Erich kid, who ends up, he gets a DUI. He was kind of out of control. He was a big partier. He got busted for DUI and for pot, I believe, and he was so ashamed he killed himself.
Oh, wow. Over pot?
I know. It seemed crazy, but it was the 80s. I mean, it was a big deal. I mean, it's weird how, and we've talked about that, how I remember so many things that would happen when friends would get busted and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God, his life's over.
Yeah.
And you really felt that way. Now it's like you can do anything if you're a kid, and it's like, oh, he needs help. It's like the poor kid.
Brandon. I heard that, Brandon.
What did Brandon say? I didn't hear what he said.
He just farted.
Oh. Then two more Von Erichs enter the wrestling scene, and they end up committing suicide.
Wow.
I know. It was absolutely
I would not
nuts.
Want to be part of this family.
But the one living one narrated this whole show, and he lives in Hawaii now.
Is he as buff as his brothers?
He was pretty buff.
Yeah, was he?
He was actually the least buff of them.
Probably.
Wow.
So. Oh.
I want to feel this guy's muscles.
What did you get a chance to feel these guys up?
No, but when I did I've done a deep dive on this family probably I don't know years ago because I want to say it's six of the seven brothers died and which is pretty incredible.
There was another one died of there were I think two that died of natural causes.
Hmm.
And yeah.
Three suicides, and I don't know, it was crazy.
And then the one surviving one, just like, I think he, is that the one that blew out his foot because he wanted to walk on it to get a cheeseburger, and he just got surgery on it and it had to be amputated because he tried to get a cheeseburger. I don't know, crazy
what?
Story.
Wait, what?
That but, was, I believe, one of the ones that ended up dying.
Oh, that might be, is it, oh man, now the Texas Tornado, whichever one that dude is. He was the really famous one, Von Erich.
That,
Kevin,
yeah,
maybe?
That might have been the first one. I think it was the first one because he was, you know, oh, the family tradition's continuing. And this guy was, I couldn't believe how huge of stars these guys were. The funerals were just millions of people. It was like
Carrie Von Erich.
But the Chris Benoit.
Carrie?
Is a two-parter. And that story is just.
Benoit.
It should be Benoit.
It should.
It's spelled
like
Benoit.
Detroit.
That was an amazing two-part story. 48 Hours last night was just, on Saturday, just bizarre about this guy who dumps his wife. He sounded like he was pretty married to his work, actually. And
that dude's dying ASAP.
He meets this younger babe because he's really loaded. She's 35. He's 50, I think. And he's like, yeah, I found a new trophy wife. She's gorgeous. He called her his trophy wife.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, that's great. What a great guy.
Yeah. He's got a daughter who's probably 10 years younger than her, and the daughter is just the biggest bitch. The daughter's crying through the whole 48 hours like it's all about her.
Oh, boy.
You know, her. When what happened was the
stepmother, handyman did it?
The stepmother and the father, the guy who had the trophy wife, who was the 35-year-old stepmother, they were fighting all the time. And, in fact, at one point, the stepmother drank a lot. I guess she assaulted him, and she got arrested, and it was a big, messy thing.
Oh, jeez.
So the daughter, meanwhile, was getting in the middle of all this crap, and the stepmother's like, I don't want her knowing our shit. Get her out of this mix. She has no business being involved in our crap. And this father would confide in the daughter all the time. It was really stupid and inappropriate. And the daughter was constantly crying about how horrible the stepmother was to her father. So anyway, one night, after they broke up, and the stepmother must have texted this guy 10,000 times that she's divorcing him.
Oh, great.
I mean, they had all the text messages.
Was he in denial, or was she just wanted to make sure he received
the text? He didn't want to lose his money.
Or were they Arabic, and by law, she can just do it 10,000 times, and they're divorced?
She just liked threatening him, I think.
Oh, okay. That's great.
And he was very threatened, because he didn't want to lose his money. He was worried about his cash.
So that's what she was really texting him about.
She's staying in the beach house, and he's staying in the main house. And then one weekend, he invites her to come up for a weekend and try and pull this thing together.
Fake!
That's exactly what I said.
If it was true, it wouldn't be 48 hours.
They go to a steak dinner, and the daddy tells stepmommy that, well, I did have to share the arrest with my daughter, and that was, she's so pissed. She's like, you and your daughter are dysfunctional, and fuck you, I'm out of here. She takes an Uber back to the house. Mm-hmm. She won't even ride with him. And she says she's going to sleep in the guest room, and she's divorcing him. So at some point during the night, 911 is called, and they say, oh, my God, there's an intruder. It's crazy. Came in and just started stabbing my wife.
That's usual. Yeah, usual intruders just come in and start stabbing
people.
Yeah,
they start stabbing away. It's crazy.
Totally normal. Totally normal.
And then it turned out that he said that he did that because she was the one that was threatening him with the knife, and they struggled over the knife, and she ended up getting stabbed twice in the stomach and in the neck. And she
instead of saying it's an accident, he made up the intruder story.
Yeah, he made up the intruder story to protect the stepmother who had actually tried to stab him. And he was so busy trying not to get stabbed that she got stabbed twice.
Oh, okay. What a hero.
Yeah, and he got just nicked a few times, which he pointed out that, oh, I had to get two stitches here. So he wanted to protect her.
Okay.
For trying to stab him, even though she got stabbed. So he made up the whole story. He also turned off the security cameras.
Oh, well.
Which are all over the house.
What are the odds?
To set up the break-in. Like, to do all the, all that stuff. And then he turned it back on.
They would have found that out.
They did. They did. Of course they did. And they also found out that no one came near the house. So then he said, oh, I made it up to protect her. And here's what really happened is, I went in the guest room to make up with her, and she had a knife, and she came after me, and we fought over the night, and then she got stabbed, almost died in the neck.
Sounds like
and
you're
in the stomach.
Straining to do some explaining.
And then they're like, well, why did you wait 5 hours to call 911? She said that she was lying on the bed, and he was saying, I'm just going to wait till you die. You're just going to die, and it's over.
So she didn't die.
No, she didn't die.
Also, he's a bad murderer, too.
He's a lousy murderer.
What an asshole.
He said that they laid there talking about their great plans for the future, that it actually brought them closer together, the stabbing, and that he laid there and they talked about going to go for a boat ride on the Seine River and go to Germany, go to France, go to all these places. And they discussed this for hours and brought them close together. And then he said, oh, my God, I better call 911. It's crazy. So they called 911.
He was so caught up in daydreaming.
And 911, the paramedics and the police and all that. And they said, well, it appears that he just stabbed her, actually. It doesn't look like there was any fight.
Did he have any wounds?
Yeah, he had a few little wounds. He had a few. I mean, he was pulling up a shirt going, look, she stabbed me, and we fought, and then she got stabbed really bad. It's so crazy. Like,
what, no puncture, just scratches?
Basically.
So he's like...
He had two stitches that he looked like he didn't need.
Is he like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix, or he's just dodging the bullets?
Pretty much.
He's that quick?
So anyway, the jury found him guilty
of...
Attempted murder.
Okay. Well, wow, she didn't die, though. That's crazy.
He got 30 years.
And wow, so, 30 years for an attempted murder?
Yeah.
You need better lawyers. He'll be out in 30.
Try to let her bleed out.
What an asshole.
Oh, I know. It was an amazing story, though. It was a great 48 hours. And in the end, the amazing thing about this 48 hours was, in the end, I hated the daughter the most. It was like, wait, this guy stabbed her. He tried to kill his wife. And you hate the daughter more? Yes, I hate the daughter more. I do. The daughter was just the biggest.
Why?
Oh, you. It's all about you. Because she's crying constantly. It's so hard for me because the stepmother was mean to me and she didn't invite any of my friends to the wedding.
God, well, you weren't stabbed, lady.
I know.
Sounds like she'd rather be stabbed and attempted murdered.
And then I also watched Eagle Eye, the Bufu movie you're talking about? Shia LaBeouf?
Oh, yeah, Shia LaBeouf. Yeah, the one you love so much, yeah.
Yeah, it's a crazy movie, but it is kind of a fun action movie to watch. Because, you know, there's all those highway signs that are telling Jerry what to do.
Yeah, God, it's been forever since I've seen that. But yeah,
yeah, because they have control of everything. And they can make cars crash that are chasing him.
<That's> ridiculous. it was
so ridiculous. But it was fun to watch. I got a kick out of it.
I'm finally finishing up Hunters. I think you would like Hunters on Amazon.
Oh, is that the Nazi thing?
The Pacino
thing?
One, yeah.
Oh, that's on Netflix, right?
No, Amazon Prime.
Okay, I might give that a try.
I'm surprised I haven't seen, other people haven't seen more feedback. I just want more feedback on it.
I really thought Honey Boy with Shia LaBeouf playing his father, I thought that was really good.
Shia LaBeouf. I mean,
it's you know, it's not a real pleasant
All right, can
movie,
everybody but not tell Shia LaBeouf how good he was in it, though? Because I think he really drives his ego.
It does, no doubt. He thinks he's hot, too.
If anybody ever sees Shia LaBeouf, just tell him, you know, your movies are just not doing it for me.
This might be the best don't acting job I think he's ever done, but I'm not going to tell him that.
No, I think we can like him. I think he's a good actor. Just don't tell him. Nobody tell him.
Did you know today is the Sunday is the 26th anniversary of Cobain's death?
It is?
Yep. And also the 18th anniversary of Layne Staley's death. They died in the same day, April the 5th. Isn't that wild?
And then his cats ate him. Layne.
Yeah.
Isn't that an urban legend? His cats ate him?
I don't think his cats ate him.
That story of his last
couple. He was decomposing, though.
Yeah. Wouldn't he just go to the ATM, get drugs, and go to the paint store for his arts and crafts?
I know.
Play video games.
It was so strange that someone could let themselves go so badly like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, even people in Seattle who saw him occasionally said, yeah, he'd come into the bar and he'd have a baseball hat on and sunglasses and, you know, he was missing a bunch of teeth. And it was like, oh, God. I thought he liked heroin, not meth.
Great voice.
He had meth mouth. And, you know, he weighed 110 pounds. It was
my teeth were so messed up.
There's Layne.
But he just, he apparently had some system where he just ordered heroin up to his condo and they just bring it. He'd play video games all day, then crash after a shot of heroin.
Pretty sweet.
And his
sounds like fun.
His girlfriend, who he was madly in love with, apparently, although not madly in love with enough to quit heroin with her, and she needed desperately to quit heroin because she had mitochondria, you know, that diseased membrane around the heart.
Yeah.
And they said, listen, if you don't stop shooting up heroin, you will die. And they just kept doing heroin.
Jesus.
I think she tried to quit. I don't know if he did.
Teeth were so messed up.
Oh, that story was just so, it's so brutal. You just cannot believe someone can do this to themselves, especially someone, you know, who has the resources this guy has. But he was just really bummed out, man. I'm
look at
so
that guy.
Bummed
look at that
out.
Mouth in that guy.
Look at the mouth in that guy.
How far in are we?
215, 2 1/4.
Just look at those gnarly, massive chompers.
Look at that guy. Look at that mouth of that guy.
I found a new podcast today.
What one?
Jonathan Brandmeier's doing a podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with Buzz Killman from The Loop.
Nice.
And Johnny, I don't know, Johnny's one of these guys that he's just kind of in the moment funny. He's always up. He's always, I really love those two guys. And the first part of the podcast, like the first hour, is they recorded all these technical tests they were doing, you know, to get the studios going. And mostly it's like getting pissed at the engineer and the engineer, Johnny making fun of the engineer. And it was actually very entertaining. And I don't know how the show is. He's been off for a couple of years at least. But those guys are, you know, Johnny's, I think, 5 years older than I am. And I think Buzz is in his 70s.
Wow.
But
Buzz.
They still sound funny. Buzz. I still was getting a kick out of them.
This is Buzz.
There's a new Who Are These podcasts today, I hope. There better be one.
This is Buzz.
I'm surprised that they're not on
Steve Dahl's network?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that. You know, they were all talking to each other when the Loop died.
Mm-hmm.
When the Christian network bought the Loop, they had one final day and Steve anchored it and all those guys were calling in and talking. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Steve's got his podcast. I don't know if Kevin's still doing a podcast. Kevin Matthews?
Yeah, I haven't checked.
The last one I heard was when he was opening Christmas presents and it took Jim Short 16 minutes to open his present. It was funny.
Well, it sounds like you found your one thing that Mitch Albom wanted you to find. Did you read Mitch today?
I did not. What is Mitch talking about?
In a coronavirus crisis, our humanity saves us, and he wants you to find that one thing that we can find.
Did he find something? Can he give me a hint?
Well, I think you might know what his one thing or where his one thing came from.
Probably some people he's helping.
Yeah, from his orphanage in Haiti.
Oh, okay.
Which is the
hey, Mitch!
Middle section.
So he found his own greatness to make himself feel better?
Yeah. But he ends it with, human touch matters. Human kindness matters more.
But you can't touch people right now.
It's our way out of this madness.
Touching people?
And our way back to ourselves.
Why is the answer always something that doesn't seem that he's inclined
human
to do?
Human kindness is what he's talking about. Because he's worried about everybody becoming, you know, vigilantes and, you know, becoming rude to each other. And turning on each other and becoming, as he
okay,
says...
Okay, Mitch. See you around.
Quote, morphing into characters from a Mad Max movie.
Hmm.
Mad Max. Has he ever... Do you think Mitch Albom's ever seen a Mad Max?
No. He would get angry if he saw it.
Yes, he would not like it.
How are things going, Brandon?
Things are going great. Fantastic.
Really?
Is dinner done?
I completed dinner. And you know what I did? I apologize. I turned down the wrong thing while I was eating it. And
I know. I heard you eating it for a while.
Okay. I didn't know. I'm so sorry. I thought I muted my mic and I didn't.
It's just old eagle ears.
People like hearing people eat, so.
Especially Brandon. I get it. I apologize. I'm sorry. But Kristen is feeding me well. She's losing weight because she works out every day. I'm gaining weight because I'm a fat, disgusting slob. But it's going okay. I'm actually coming around. It's a little bit better.
Did you get out of the house this weekend at all? Did you go anywhere? Do anything?
I took like an hour and a half drive on...
To drop Kristen off to get something?
It's either Friday or Saturday. I can't remember. I just drove around. I just needed to drive. That's all it was.
When was the last time you went anywhere but... I know you made a trip here, but aside from here, have you been anywhere? Where are you guys getting your groceries from?
Shipped. Having them sent here.
Really?
Yep.
So this is the argument Julie and I were having. Well, not an argument, discussion. Is shipped safer than me just going to the store?
Well, I can tell you this. I'm not around a bunch of people. I'm not in line anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not at the store. So, yes, some people are concerned that the coronavirus is going to get all over the bags and stuff like that. And so what's the point? Because it's just you're bringing it in the house. But, I mean, I'm doing my part to try to at least reduce that to the most...
Yeah, but you're still adding another person to the equation.
Well, if you're going to get it that way, you're just going to fucking get it anyway.
Damned if you do.
You know, as far as the surfaces business, in reading about it, you know, naturally it's a concern and people are right to be cleaning all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think it said that in 92% of the cases, any germs that are left on something are gone after 10 minutes if you do nothing.
Yeah.
But there are those rare cases where...
In a lab, they can live for 72 days.
Yeah, I mean, there are those strange cases. I don't think that's the typical way people get it, though. I think they get it from other people normally.
Yeah.
So I guess
I'm just trying to follow the rules where, hey, somebody, like the ship driver dropped all the bags off in the garage, and then I went and took everything out and brought it in kind of assembly
whose rules
line
are
style.
These?
We still have a ton of... packages coming through Amazon.
Dildos are not essential items.
Whose
rules? They are, and we got a whole bunch of them.
Who made up
dildos?
Who made up these rules?
Yeah,
who
why
made
do you
up
have to bring
rules? I don't know. It's all over television, isn't it?
I haven't seen it. I don't know. I didn't know
about cleaning the.
About cleaning the stuff staying in the garage, and you having to wipe.
I didn't clean anything in the garage, but isn't it one of those? Like I didn't tell the ship driver
you open
to come
all the
into
packages
my house
outside, like Megan's aides do, her staff do, and then to make sure nobody else gets it inside.
Well, I mean, I don't know why you're demonizing me for using Shipt. I'm trying to use
the local
economy.
I was asking. Well, you can go yourself and do it. I was just a discussion Julie and I were having, and in the end, I think we're going to use Shipt.
I'm telling you that I enjoy it. The problem is we tried for 6 straight days to get a Shipt driver, and we couldn't get one, and Kristen finally did. She had to find, like, this certain time. She was waking up, setting an alarm clock for 4 a.m. to try to get a person. Mm. Because they're so slammed.
Hey, Brandon, have you been following all the old show stuff that Dan Evans keeps sending along?
Yeah, I've been tacking on a whole bunch of stuff at the end of each show.
I was going to say, maybe we should just put out an old Drew and Mike kind of highlight tape like we did on the Mike anniversary for a day this week.
Why, you need a day off?
I don't know. Just maybe if it gets incredibly boring.
All right. If you want.
No, I mean, it doesn't even have to come out this week.
I mean, I'm going to be saying, here anyway.
I was just thinking, we could have one ready to go in case there is a break in the action. Or, I mean, this could be 2 weeks from now. Just saying. Because he's been sending some really funny stuff. Yeah. I mean, there might be some we want to include in the regular show. Like, I know the Chris Farley call, I had completely thought that was gone. And I know it's not long. It's probably a couple minutes long. But we'll probably just stitch some stuff together.
When he was at the hotel here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to play some stuff. I'm gonna play something to do with Mike Clark and karate. And it probably is going to bring up the wrestling boner. That'll probably be at the end of the show today.
Okay. All right, we'll get us out of here, Mark.
All right.
I want to hear about these boners. I want to hear about these boners fighting.
And I might play some farts after that, too.
All righty.
Ye be warned about this.
There we go. Hey, thanks to people who are still rating us on iTunes, by the way. We're almost at 5,000 ratings, which is a pretty big number. I don't know how we ever got this thing off the ground, the more I think about it, since we had nothing. It was a big... We started at zero.
Yeah.
Literally zero. And somehow we're surviving.
Shows what a good job you're doing.
I guess so. People found us. Hey, I want to mention, too, if being locked in made you realize your house is way too small, then maybe you should call our new realtor sponsor, Lindsay Broadwell.
Hey.
Lindsay's on with ML, and we're trying to get behind Lindsay, too. When it's time to move into a new house, whether you're buying, selling, or both, you need to contact Lindsay Broadwell. Your house is one of the most valuable investments, and that's why you need an agent you can trust that knows the business inside and out. Lindsay started her career at Hall Financial, and now she's an expert in real estate. She'll make sure you get the most out of your house and that everything goes smoothly by finding you a new home that fits your lifestyle. Buyers, sellers, especially first-time buyers, make sure you contact Lindsay at BroadwellHomes.com or 248-767-7767. That's 248-767-7767. Licensed realtor at RE/MAX Nexus. That's BroadwellHomes.com. Lindsay's been at it for a while now, and I know she's doing really well, so she must be good. And we happen to know somebody with the same last name. Actually, a couple people.
A couple, yeah.
Yep. So give it a shot, and we're so glad she's joined the ML Elric Soul of Detroit show as an advertiser as well. Everybody have a great night, as good as you can, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Have you ever gone into a health club and bought a membership?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, is that a hard sell?
Yeah, a karate place, too.
a karate place? Yeah, they're hard sellers, too?
Oh, man, yeah. Me and a buddy, we went, God, what was the name of that place? It was on Woodward. I want to say it was the Karate
USA. You were
going
to join a karate place?
Yeah.
What?
Well, there was a time.
So instead of hearing about flying, we'd be hearing about your brown belt.
Yeah. There was a period, God, maybe it was in the 70s. I don't know when it was. When with the whole Bruce Lee thing, karate was a big deal.
No, you were like Elvis? You were like... Are you getting in position all the time, making your stance?
Well, there was a couple of black belts in our school, and they just ruled. You know, nobody went near them, you know. They were real badasses. They got all the chicks, you know. So me and a buddy, we were like, well, we gotta see what this is all about. It was almost like Napoleon Dynamite.
You and your buddy Dwight?
Yeah, me and my buddy Bruce.
Did you see Dwight last night?
Yo, God, that was a rerun, you know.
I know, that's a funny one, though.
Oh, absolutely, but I watched it. Yes, I did. Funny. And then, of course, Steve was going to spit in his mouth.
Yeah.
Hold your mouth open.
Michael.
Yeah, Michael, yeah, I'm sorry. But
I love The Office, so funny.
Oh, that show is so fantastic. But anyway, we went to, I think it was Karate USA, I think. Anyway, we went in there, and there was this wild guy, you know, the guy that ran the place, this real badass. And it was really, it was just like the Napoleon movie, Napoleon Dynamite with that. And he was like, stand up against the wall. Get up against the wall, boys. And who wants to stand up against the wall? So I was the...
Oh, you decided to be the sample person, like Kip?
Yeah, absolutely. I was the Kip of the bunch. So I'm standing there, and he goes, in the next 5 seconds, you're going to feel something all over your body. You're going to feel something all over your body. Now just stand there and don't move. And all of a sudden, this guy went nuts. Just, what? You know, and all of a sudden, I just felt like these light taps from my forehead to my foot, you know. And it was like, wow, I was really impressed. Hot. It was like this flurry of activity. And all of a sudden, you felt something all over your body in the next 5 seconds, just like he said. And then he sat us down and tried to railroad us into a membership. Ooh. And, oh, my God. And then when we said, no, man, we couldn't, you know, because it was only $1 a day. What's $1 a day for your body? That was the big pitch. What's $1 a day for your body, boys? Come on.
So, you don't understand. The skill is used for self-defense, not for killing all people you don't like.
We thought he was going to kick our ass. I mean, we ended up eventually scared of this guy.
Oh, because you weren't going to join?
Yeah, because we weren't going to join. We thought that, you know, he really was going to karate our ass right into the ground. He was so pissed.
Well,
so we never went back, but man, was it a hard sell. That's it.
Oh, wrong one. Bow to your sensei! Bow to your sensei!
My name is Rex.
I'm telling you, this guy was just like this guy.
Self-defense that I developed over 2 seasons of fighting in the
Octagon. He was wearing red, white, and blue, too, I swear to God.
Rex Kwon Do! I need a volunteer.
Chauncey Billups should be here any minute.
Okay.
That was
Kip.
Me.
I love the way Kip raises his hand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me right there. That's totally me. It really is.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you one chance.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!
Your best shot.
I love his best shot. Rex slaps him.
Now, watch this, everybody. Grab my arm.
Other arm.
My other arm. Okay, now watch this. I'm just going to break the wrist and walk away. Break the wrist.
Jeez.
That simple. Now, I want you to kick me. Come on, kick me. Okay, do it again. Do it again.
Watch him slap him. Whap.
Okay, good luck it every time.
sit down.
That was you?
That was me.
You got used that was like me. That?
Yeah.
Study with my 8-week program. You're going to learn these things first off.
Oh, God, it was Rex so close to being system. Just
no
like this.
Solo. You need somebody watching your back at all times. Second off, you're going to learn to discipline your image. Do you think I got where I am today because I dress like Peter Pan here? Take a look at what I'm wearing, people. Do you think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys? Last off.
These red, white, and blue pants.
My students.
Yeah, the American flag pants.
Yeah.
About self-respect. Do you think anybody thinks I'm a failure because I go home to Starlight Night?
She's wearing
Forget
the same
about
outfit.
It.
This becomes huge later in the movie because... Yeah. Napoleon's got Pedro's back.
Yeah, yeah.
The buddy system.
It was so close to just like, except there wasn't a group of people. It was just me and my buddy. Of course, we had hair down to our ass. You know, we're a couple of losers. Not in shape at all. And this does
I'm
remind me.
I'm disappointed. We'd be hearing about all your black belts and brown belts by now.
Not only was there the
we'd
thing.
We'd be hearing about flying and your karate.
Not
You'd
only
be
was,
the veritable Dwight of the show.
Absolutely.
Not so only, disappointing.
Not only was I up against the wall to feel it, something all over my body in the next 5 seconds, but that just reminded me.
Guy talked just like the guy who picked you up hitchhiking.
Yeah.
And he asked you if you had 6 inches going.
Yeah. What you got now about 6 inches? What you got now about 6 inches?
Wake up with wood. You don't want to waste it.
Yeah. Wake up with wood in the morning like that.
You got it.
Knock it down. Just got to do that. Take advantage of that thing. Gotta knock it down.
Oh, by the way.
But let me just tell you this thing before you move on. That reminded me of, he also said, take a swing at me. Go on, take a swing at me. He did. He did. And it was just like Kip. He blocked it, and it was like, ow!
Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from
it
the government?
Like hell. Anybody and he blocked that, it, and it's so hurt.
Anybody that asks you to hit them as hard as you can, yeah. It's bad news.
Yeah,
don't
it
do it.
Absolutely.
What I was going to say was I was watching a movie over the weekend, and I saw a nude fight in the shower, and I immediately thought of you and the nude fight you witnessed
in
at Adams High School.
Absolutely. When the whole fight came to an end, when
it's
the one guy
the,
got a boner.
It's in the 50 Cent movie, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Really?
Yeah, 50's in prison, this fight breaks out, and all these guys are totally nude. Oh. And I mean, they are all over each other, but the only difference is in the fight at your school, somebody popped one, and that immediately ended the fight.
Ended
Everyone
the
was
fight.
Horrified, and the fight was over.
Everyone left awkward.
In this movie, there was blood everywhere. There was shanks out in no time, and people dead, and
jeez.
Was there somebody we're going to call besides Andy Dick? Brandon just farted.
No.
He's facing the board again. He's in fart position.
I was looking for another number.
No, you were not. Brandon has an official fart position. I guess we should have the latest on the Epstein story. There really isn't that much new. Brandon.
Well, except for
he wasn't in fart position.
No, I'm telling
you. He was.
That was fake. That was trying to throw us off the scent.
Ugh, good. I want to
be thrown
off that scent.
Surf their bombastic deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And
Jesus, Brandon.
Sorry.
Brandon's punctuating things.
I didn't know the bikes picked it up.
You're such a
And if you're
with a new excuse. I don't know. I guess that doesn't mean anything.
No. That doesn't.
Brandon. Get him some Beano.
Is there a boner line, Brandon?
I'm working on trying to get it for tomorrow.
Beano.
Need something.
I know Beano worked, by the way.
I thought he was trying to draw attention to the fact that he had a boner line ready for the show, so he kept farting to draw attention to himself. Should we call a stupid company, Cargometrics? What
sure.
a dope.
Sure, I can see if he's listed, too. Oh, my God.
Brandon, what the hell is going
what
on
you
over
eat?
There?
What have you eaten?
What do you need? What are you trying to get attention for?
Can we not talk about it? I'm getting embarrassed.
Oh, I guess you can't possibly release that without any noise.
From now on, leave the room.
I've been a part of the other side of that argument. I know how that works.
Excuse me.
You're done farting.
Can quietly emit that gas.
What are you trying to get at?
I was going to be silent.
That is so amazing.
I thought it was going to be silent. Why? Because the last 50 were?
If I hold them in, they hurt my stomach.
That's always my excuse.
I'll try to slowly release them next time.
Sure sounds like it was a lot of pushing going on there.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Got a little experience at this.
I apologize.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll podcast.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You probably will.
I'm surprised.
You know, ML.
Brandon!
Oh, my God.
Brandon, you're pushing all of those.
What a mess.
Guys, come on. Let's
how
just move
bad
on.
Bad is your undies?
Oh, I guess you can't turn your mic down possibly either.
I love how you get mad at us for something you just did.
And Brandon, you can't turn your mic down before you fart?
I apologize.
Nobody
it won't
wants
happen
to
again.
Hear that.
It won't happen again.
Fake! So you said the last time.
How many farts is that just in the hour and 26
at least,
of doing the show?
No joke, at least 15.
Wow. Do you really want me to get up and go to the bathroom when I have to fart?
No, you could turn your mic off. No,
I want you to hold it in so your stomach hurts.
Well, sometimes...
And then at the end, let out a giant one. Just real long.
After LRH.
How about 0% financing for 72 months or nearly $14,000 off a new
Brandon.
19 Ford F-150?
Read that again.
Brandon's fart interrupted it.
He's just got a presence about him.
Yeah, he's got a look. He has a comedic look.
Jesus. Brandon.
But that was Norman Lear.
I guess you could not reach for the microphone. You did not know the fart was going to come out,
sorry,
so therefore you could not reach the microphone.
I was queuing this up.
Dynamite!
Gross.
Go ahead. Starsky and Hutch was a big show.
Shit.
All right, so Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant.
What do you mean, so all right? You can't just throw that one out there.
Check
that was a
this
nasty
out.
Fart. His fart translated was point of personal privilege.
the four guys arrested for terror plots and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the biggest zero, Brandon.
God. Why does everything have to be
if it's...
Oh, Brandon.
What is going on over there?
I don't know. It's like Bernie Sanders. He's just the first one right now, but they're going to get a wave.
You can't
new...
let that it's escape
not, we're,
quietly.
We're not talking about Bernie Sanders
you can't
now.
Can't let that fart go out quietly because you're pushing him, clearly.
What I understand is you had none yesterday. So what did you eat between yesterday and now? And you took two dumps in Drew's house today earlier, so.
The conversation has totally got off topic.
Yeah, because of you. So let's talk about that.
Your farts aren't so special that they're just going to be ignored. Like they're just part of the wonderful flow of the show.
Sorry, I just thought that we would.
So what did you eat in the last?
Push them out.
What did you eat in the last 24 hours?
Steak last night, ribeye. Medium rare.
Those Dodge Rams last a long time.
They do.
What you do to them, yeah. Like that? That was a Dodge Ram.
It outlasted how many license plates? Who knows?
And Brandon.
God, what? And Brandon, he's acting like he's looking so hard at the TV so he could turn and direct his anus towards the microphone. He's going for full audio trajectory.
They're so nasty. No. I will give you this though. They don't really smell.
I haven't noticed much so far.
So I guess that's a bummer. He just left, too. Okay.
He's going outside to fart.
Fart, hopefully. All right, continue. Sorry.
Paul Financial, you won't be disappointed. Oh, he came back in the room just to fart.
I just asked him.
What is going on over there?
Honestly, I was concerned. I said, is everything all right? Because the way you got up and you had your phone with you, I was worried you got a text or something.
No, everything's cool.
Well, why don't you say what you told me when I asked if everything is all right?
Thought I should.
So my favorite part about that though,
where'd you go to check?
exactly, Drew.
It looked like you went to the green room.
No, I went upstairs.
You did?
No. You went to the Silence of the Lambs room first.
Well, then I went upstairs.
Kristen is very photogenic, by the way. I've seen like 5 pictures of her, and every one of them, she looks really good.
She's beautiful.
She's very pretty, but she takes a good picture too.
Oh, Jesus. Brandon.
Nice way to salute your wife.
Brandon's last words was, she's beautiful.
Hey,
they're coming.
Last night when I was watching The Confession, and I was watching the Lawrence Delisle.
That was real.
You guys watch it?
No.
I've seen 1 or 2 episodes.
How was it?
I mean, it's a bunch of guys, including like Gronk and Kevin Hart and LeBron James, and they're talking about serious political issues, and I don't want to get my political commentary from them. So
that's true. I've seen that. I've watched that.
Oh, Brandon.
Does it get a lot of you? I mean, do a lot of people watch it?
I think it probably gets eyeballs. Yeah, he's a big name. He had his poetry reading in Italy. Now he's got this music in Spain.
Oh, he's having so much fun.
And all these tourists love it. Oh, he's great.
Oh.
What I think about him.
Wow. That was powerful.
That one sounded like it hurt.
Hey, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Thought you were going to say he was going to rejoin the family.
No. Yeah, all that, yeah.
That's a good
one. It would have worked.
It would have. Oh, jeez. Brandon, methane.
God almighty.
All right, we go up to
the Antonio Brown of the show.
We got the last two here, and I'll throw it back to you.
That's not something you want to be out of context right now.
I couldn't believe he was trying to push this crap script of hers.
He sounded overly nice to everyone.
And she was overly pushy. She was jealous of his career.
Keep saying push, and Brandon just like
on cue.
Couldn't help.
Oh, look how proud himself
is. It was a very ducky one, too.
It was. Your money's on the dresser, baby. I'm done with you.
That's what he should have said.
She just, I mean.
These days.
Restraining orders against Aaron from his brother Nick and also from his sister. And I guess. What are you doing, Brandon?
Is he laughing?
Yes. Okay. Yes. He's trying to look away so we can't see that he's laughing. So proud of himself.
What lame excuse are you going to come up with?
Guys.
Oh, yeah. What he got from her?
Oh, she wrote for the Star. I forgot.
That's right, yeah. big money.
Brandon.
He couldn't even hold his laugh in on that one.
He face the show.
No. Wow.
Why does that make him so happy?
I don't know. It sounds... It's like he ripped his pants.
It's really funny. After the show, he's working on the audio portion and typing notes. I'll just hear him laughing. I'm like, what are you laughing at? And sure enough, it's his farts. Going back to listen to his farts.
Sorry, guys.
No, you're not.
Ah, shit.
Huge sorry, not sorry. I'm
embarrassed.
Such a liar.
I'm embarrassed.
Embarrassed, yeah. Didn't you say people come up to Kristen at work and go, did you hear Brandon's fart? Is that what you said? Then you said that.
Well, I know there's a lot of people she works with that listen to the show.
Does Kristen act shocked?
She goes, "Oh, I have to hear him at home."
Well, I had that whole montage that one week, and I had Kristen listen to it, and she wasn't proud? As proud of it as I thought she
would
be.
What? You're kidding.
I'm shocked. Oh.
Well, but she knows how often you fart because you can't control your farts, so she has to hear them too. It's not like they can only happen here.
I kind of do the same thing. I just stare off to the TV.
Does Maddie laugh?
She loves them.
Little kids do love
farts. She farts more than I do.
Yeah.
Of course she does.
Yeah. How high up was he?
14 stories.
Is that Brandon?
Don't draw attention to
me. Is your mic on?
Oh,
you couldn't.
It's off now.
That was loud, man.
And proud.
Anyway, I'm sorry. That was distracting.
Feel healthier?
Oh, guys. I don't want to get Drew's family upset with me, so can we just move on? Oh, Patty, I'm sorry.
If they're still listening.
Wait, didn't you win the Twitter poll, though?
You know,
64, 36, though, is a pretty big number.
Let them rip.
Yeah, I think I overwhelmingly won.
Let them rip in moderation.
And there's a lot of support on the Boner line, which we'll get to later. But continue. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Fake.
And other entities and our marketing names, product services referenced here are independent Reliance Associates. In fact, tell Eli there's a check upstairs for him, Brandon, if you think about it on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I'll remember that.
I heard that fart.
Oh, sorry.
I know he got bummed the other day. He farted and no one heard it. He was lamenting after the podcast.
Really? See, it doesn't count unless everyone hears it.
You were bummed. No.
What if somebody farted a lot and no one heard it?
Is it a fart still?
Good question. I'm just going to wrap up the weekend by pointing out the...
Gross.
I just couldn't hold back.
Sounded so
just
wet.
Just could not hold back. Yeah, it did sound... I'm going to check your pants.
Your silence is
sorry.
Saying a lot.
You're saying?
He's got a huge smile on his face.
I got a little getting even to do.
If you don't want to save money, don't go there. Don't go to our website either to click on the link. And don't call Hall Financial, 248-308-5000. And Don.
Sorry about that one.
What the hell happened?
I just didn't reach the pot quick enough.
I see.
The physical act of reaching for the pot caused it.
How come every survivor has 150 numbers?
He's got an IMDb.
They wanted to be contact.
Oh. He's on Instagram.
He did not repeat the now cliche comedian complaints about the generational sensitivities or snowflakes, but the central theme was the cathartic release. Brandon.
Oh, my.
Of transgression, which I thought was kind of an interesting point.
And then the guy said, the story about Epstein.
Jesus Christ.
Brandon.
That one snuck out.
What went on?
That did not sneak out.
Brandon pushed. Was turned.
It sounded very pushed through a tight sphincter.
I think your rosebud came out.
His anus was directionally pointed towards the microphone.
Is he laughing silently right
no,
now?
No, it was an accident. I was looking over at the recording computer.
Yeah.
Well, you look at that lot.
It wasn't that sweet of a vehicle. We used to make fun of them because it looked like one of those free candy vans, but...
Isn't it just so stupid
that
we and other people are talking about this?
Yes, it's great. It's just the best.
Oh, Brandon.
Sorry about that.
Jeez.
Oh, Brandon. You're so sorry you pushed more out.
My bad.
Bama is 7. State hey, is. I'm hey. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I thought you were picking your lock of the week.
Yeah, where's your lock of the week?
You think she's good looking?
She looks okay. She looks pretty good.
It's not bad.
Oh.
Wait, you know who else is in that movie? All About Steve? Adrian Brody's in that movie. Brandon?
Yeah, you're right.
You're so busy farting, you can't even acknowledge that Adrian Brody's in the movie? Is her target audience 5-year-olds?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, it's like.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Whoa.
God.
Sorry, I was just queuing up some of these drops here because it was a pretty wild
rally. What does that queuing up drops have to do with that fart you just spewed out?
Nothing.
God, that was loud.
Long.
I did get a few.
Clean up?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
Via text message and it got out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those
Tumblr.
Evil women from Fifth Harmony.
And then there's the
Tumblr. She left. Nice fart, by the way.
Sorry about that.
Fake.